our community depends upon.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
Revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you stand?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal privilege.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. We have a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff to talk about. 454-0400, 1-877-920-W G N U. Get up, get to me. We have an election season coming on, and I am going to focus on that until we get past this election season. We have issues going on in Jefferson City that we have to. The voucher issue is a huge issue. It's a huge, huge, huge issue. And we need to talk about it. 1-877-920-WGNU. I see the stories of. There's a new story. thousands of students walk out of their classrooms in California in protest of this immigration law, walk out of their classrooms. Folks need to get in the streets. Folks need to get in the streets. Students, the city of St. Louis Public Schools is trying to shut down this election process by starting the MAP test on Election Day with two new election board members. Teachers are supposed, no blackout days. I mean, they can't not go to work on Election Day. Walk out. Walk out. This is too important. This ain't no plaything. When are you going to take a stance? How are you going to take a stance? Walk out. Walk out. Thousands of people, 500,000 of people have been feeling what they're feeling themselves and seeing a future for themselves. We have legislators up in Jefferson City that play with this voucher bill, attend to this voucher bill like it's a plaything. We have some of the most compromised legislators on earth, Rodney Hubbard and Ted Hoskins, taking money from the voucher people, putting it in their pockets and becoming robots for advocates that hate us, hate public education. The only value that public education has to voucher people is the money that's aligned with it. Ted Hoskins is so compromised. He is such a compromised public official, state representative, that consider this. If vouchers is such a good idea, why didn't Ted Hoskins include his own school district in the why did he put some, what do they call that? Why didn't he put any skin in the game? None of the school districts that Ted Hoskins represents are in this. Why that? If it's such a good idea, why that? Why is there no skin in the game? Because it's about money. And where is what's that man's name? Mr. $25,000 a month. Where is he on the voucher issue? One would think he'd be taking his happy hiney all the way to Jefferson City, saying no to vouchers. Oh no, he's missing in action too. Too busy kicking it at restaurants around town. Too busy hanging out in the loft district downtown. Too busy throwing back a few with his boys. Too busy beating up on kids and saying that all the issues in the St. Louis public schools is all about kids getting into fights. No, I'm not paying any money for bus tickets for kids to get to school. But I will put more cameras in the school so I can get them in jail. Don't want them to come to school. Want to get them in jail. That sound familiar? Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like this immigration bill that's going on in Congress, criminalizing everybody? Craig Williams won't pay money for bus tickets to get babies to school, but will put cameras in school to get babies into jail. And Jim Buford Slay, who's your daddy?
Francis.
Go ahead, say it.
Francis.
Ran up to Jefferson City last year, testifying. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I got to use the legal phrase. Testifying on behalf of vouchers. And we have legislators that there is not one single black legislator, male or female, from the Black Caucus, from the City Caucus, that attached a single amendment to that odious bill about their district. Not one. Not one. Not one. Various excuses. Didn't have time. It's so complicated. Blah, 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 blah. What, you just found out about this bill? It's so complicated. Huh. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. And then we have legislators and their endorsements. We're going to talk about that. Let me get to some of you all. Yes.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Connie.
I'm not Connie.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the name I have up here on the thing. Go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Honey.
Honey, okay.
So what you trying to say this morning, Honey?
Your name is Honey, right? Are you talking to yourself?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You're talking to yourself.
No, I'm talking to you.
What is your question?
My question is, what you trying to say then? That man has turned himself away from God and that everybody sellouts? And there's no sense of finding anything, no place, nowhere. Man, just come on, just walk out of school, and all the kids walk out of school and just say, I'm not working anymore for this white man, for this society, because the knowledge that we're looking for is not here, and who you're supposed to vote for. Just do it, black people. Stop right now and walk out and say, that's it. Me and my children don't have to do this.
I have no idea what you just said. I have no idea of what you just said.
Okay, I said there's a conspiracy against the St. Louis City children. Are you in on the conspiracy against them or not?
And what is the conspiracy? Tell me what they articulate specifically. What is the conspiracy?
The conspiracy is to be against them so that they will not be prosperous, they will not do anything,
okay,
and they will have anything in life.
Okay, and I absolutely, and I have talked about, I haven't used the word conspiracy, but the specific things that I have talked about are the people that have been handpicked and put in positions, such as Craig Williams, such as Darnetta Klingstell Shamel, such as Jim Buford, and such as Francis Slay. Absolutely, these individuals have no interest of the St. Louis City kids in their schools, and they place no value upon them. We also have elected officials that have also, many of them, have also walked away from their responsibility to protect them. Now, where do we find people that do support them? There are a couple of legislators. I can name one. I can name Maria Chappelle Nadal on the education piece because she has followed the voucher bill, and she, with the assistance of others, have made certain that last year that the voucher bill did not succeed, and she's working very hard to make sure that it doesn't succeed this year. I can name hundreds of people that are concerned about it enough to call their legislators, concerned enough about it to vote against legislators, concerned
okay,
about. Well, I'm not finished yet. You asked me for my explanation. I'm giving it to you.
So just
continue to listen. Now I talked about people, citizens out there that have also understood what is at stake. And how are they responding to it? They are responding to it by volunteering to work for Donna Jones, because she needs to be elected to the school board to break this hold that Francis Slay and others outside of the city have on the school board. People are also working to elect Peter Downs to break the hold that is had on this school board right now. Hundreds of people that are working this weekend, that worked last weekend, and that have worked many weekends before this, and will be going to the polls on Tuesday to make certain that a change has to happen, that a change does happen on the St. Louis Public Schools. Is there a conspiracy? I say that there are people who have no interest in our children and want the money from the school district. And what's one way that people could speak to this conspiracy, the word that you've used? One way that they could speak to it is do what I told people to do 3 years ago. I told people 3 years ago to keep your children out of the schools until they do right on the schools. They didn't. Some parents did that, but not enough. I say today, just like the babies did in Los Angeles, walk out of school on election day and let your teachers and let yourself work on this election, because this election will determine your future. Yes, I said that.
Okay. And what I said, if you want the children to be prosperous, then you'll vote for Darnetta Klingstell and James Buford.
Because?
Yeah.
Because why?
And then you wouldn't be on
because,
the again.
Because name
you
something.
Be in on the conspiracy
name something
then.
Specific.
You would make it
name
they
something
would have
specific.
A better way to go.
Okay. Thank you, darling. And does that tell you why you don't vote for those people? That was the best ad that I've ever had. You have somebody coming on talking crazy about people that have harmed. That's what happens when we have people like Darnetta Clingstale, Shamel, and Jim Buford Slay, who's your daddy, Francis. Madness. I understand one single crazy word she said. One single crazy word she said. Ooh. Folks need to tend to their business. Folks need to tend to their business. Woo! You're on the wake-up call.
You know, Liz, as my grandbaby would say, what the...
What was that?
I mean, this morning they had all the candidates on the TV, on the news this morning. And to sit up there and listen to... I had to turn off. Listen to Clingstale, whatever her name is.
Clingstale Shamel.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to, you know, she's talking about the violence in the schools. Wait a minute now. Then the violence in the schools, they came about because they closed Triad and they had to put bad kids. Kids with problems in the school with good kids. And the thing on these bus passes, see, this is how this worked. When the school first started, oh, they wanted to get all the kids there because, you know, to get this state money or whatever. But soon they got the kids in there, then they don't need to give these kids these bus
That's
passes
right.
anymore.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, Dolores, if I can just jump in right here for a second, just to feel the gravity and the stupidity of Craig Williams, who gets $25,000 a month. How there is not a superintendent in America that would have the cojones to stamp in front of a camera and say, no, I'm not going to give bus passes to children to get to school. Nobody in America would do that, especially when you have counselors looking him in the face at school board meetings saying, you know what, look at our dropout rate now that we don't have base. Now that we look at our attendance and our dropout rates now that we don't have bus passes. Yeah.
And, you know, Liz, the day of the election, we need to get out there just like they did for this presidential election when it took you hours to stand in line to vote and get... It's only two people...
People need to step out of school. People need to stay out of school on election day.
That's right. Donna and Peter.
That's right.
I mean, what does she mean, putting them back in there? They already have destroyed the school system.
She's crazy. That was a crazy comment, but you got to understand, it has to be crazy energy that's driving those two that can look us in the face and say that we've done well when we are now we can't be accredited. We cannot be accredited. We have destroyed schools. We have poisoned children. We have feces on the floors of our schools because Sodexo is not. And then Sodexo runs commercials to say, we gave money to the Martin Luther King Foundation. Bump that. Clean the dang floors. That's what you're getting millions to do instead of spending millions on commercials to lie to people.
When I called up there, the number you gave me, the only thing they told me was, oh, we're taking in consideration. I didn't even talk to him. Okay, Liz.
All right, now. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920. I'm Liz Brown. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Keep your head up.
There's a
morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the WWE. Eastbound 70 from K to Blanchett, no problems to report. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way into Washington, Elizabeth looks good. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, that traffic is building. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, look for no problems there. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 from 64 or from Long Road all the way to 270 looks good. Northbound 270 at 44 is heavier than normal. Northbound 55 from M to 270 looks good. Eastbound 44 from 109 to Merrimack River Bridge is on the move. Westbound 55 or westbound 270 at Illinois 159 and 157 there's a report of a vehicle on fire. And westbound 70 at Riverview, an abandoned vehicle just partially blocking an exit ramp. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by WWE. Don't miss WWE WrestleMania 22 this Sunday at 7 p.m. Televised locally by Charter Communications. Order on your digital remote or call 1-888-GET-CHARTER for more information. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday, breezy, partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this afternoon with a high in the upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, cooler, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, another chance for showers after midnight with a low around 50. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy, another chance for storms with a high in the lower 70s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 61 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 60 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
I'm Stella Hughes, asking you to vote for Shelley Welch on April 4th if you are tired of the Good Old Boy Network in University City. Vote for Shelley Welch if you want to be included when changes are being made in the city that affect you and your neighborhood. If you want positive progress for University City, vote for Shelley Welch. Vote for Shelley Welch if you agree that City Hall has become complacent. It is time for change in University City. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Hi, my name is Embria. I'm a student in Riverview Gardens School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, treasurer.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Your number, baby? Mine's 1-877-920-WGNU or 454-0400. Ladies, as far as it's my understanding that there's only like three or four or five, maybe, I'm not sure, opportunities for you to get down, mama. Look, this is your last day to register. Lose the inches. You have 8 weeks to do it. It costs you $100, unlimited fitness classes, a massage, personal training, all of that for $100. It's a $300 value. If you lose the most inches during this week, during these 8 weeks, you win $500. You got to register. We only have a few more slots open. Today's the last day. We're done after this. The contest begins tomorrow. So you need to call 524-6162, or you can get to getdownmama.com, sign up. $100 will get you $500 if you lose the most inches. The response has been tremendous. Let's get it on at Get Down Mama. 524-6162, 524-6162, Get Down Mama. Today's the last day after this. We're done. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
The truth will set you free, Miss Brown. Miss Brown, I'm calling you to let you know in your listening audience is that they're scared of Peter Downs. They're scared of him. The reason why I'm telling you this
is you got another piece of literature in the mail, an anti-Peter Downs piece of literature.
Miss Brown, you go ahead. You are private, Miss Brown. How did you guess? The same people that want us to vote for Darnetta and Jim Buford, they are putting out money to say no to Peter, Miss Brown.
Isn't that something?
Miss Brown, you are something else. You are so right.
Isn't that something?
Miss Brown, it says on here what Peter Downs won't tell you. Peter Downs is a candidate for our school board. He is an alarmist who's always armed with a quick criticism, but is unarmed when it comes to providing sound solutions to real issues. Miss Brown, I can't believe they got this thing through my mailbox. It's big as a billboard, Miss Brown.
Stop it.
And Miss Brown, let me tell you this. Remind your listening audience of this. They first brought us the first four, Darnetta.
Mm-hmm.
Darnetta Klingsdale Shamel. Ron Jackson. Mm-hmm. Bob Archibald, Ben Shamel. Miss Brown, tell your listening audience, why do you think Ben Shamel dropped out? Because he couldn't win with Darnetta, could he, Miss Brown?
That's right. That's right. And here's
it's all a political ploy, isn't it, Miss Brown?
And here's the other piece. Now, let me see. Peter Downs is an alarmist for saying what they're doing wrong. What was it called when they were saying that we are $100 trillion in debt? We have to make a change.
Sure, Miss Brown.
Now, wait a minute. So who's an alarmist?
Right, Ms. Brown?
You know, I mean, I guess it is alarming to people to have the truth told about them. I guess it is alarming to them. They've spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on Peter Downs.
Mm-hmm.
People need to get to the polls.
Ms. Brown, like you said, remind your people, it wasn't Vince Champion stepped down for nothing. He knew he couldn't win with Darnetta's name.
That's right.
Buford on there.
That's right.
To throw us off track, but
that's
Ms. Brown ain't going to work this time.
That's right.
And Ms. Brown, they must not be scared of Donna.
No, what is happening is they figure they killed Peter, they killed Donna. That's what the strategy
but
is.
But isn't it all interesting, Ms. Brown, how they found the money to set all this stuff up for Peter, too?
But they don't have money for bus passes.
No, but good point, Ms. Brown. Good point. Ms. Brown, you drill this into people's head, Ms. Brown, because Ms. Brown, keep your eye on Mary Armstrong, too. I wonder what she's thinking about. Have a nice day, Ms. Brown.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400. It's my understanding that the teachers union has been working very, very hard. I am very pleased that the teachers union did come out. And they did support Donna and Peter. They did it from the beginning, and they've been working on their behalf. They're supposed to be out there this weekend. I know that they were out there last weekend. They're working hard to get these two candidates out there. I say to all the teachers, you don't better not go to work on Tuesday. I say to the students, don't go to school on Tuesday. All of y'all take your civic lesson to the polls. You work at the polls, and you tell everybody that walks through those polls that never, never, never do not vote for Darnetta Clinksdale Shamel or Jim Buford Slay. Who's your daddy, baby? Francis. Every child should be at the polls on Tuesday because it's that important. Because it is that important. It's a lockout. It's a blackout day at school. Ask me how the kids do it in L.A. Carlos Marino, 17 years old, walked out of Cleveland High School in Los Angeles to protest the litany of immigration proposals before Congress. I was born here, but I'm doing it for my family. I'm doing it for my parents. Along with hundreds of other students, Marino headed to Roseda High School, 3 miles of the way, to urge students to join them in the massive walkouts. Riot-clad police officers made sure that the students from Roseda High School were not able to participate. I'm telling you, you better step out. You better step out. Don't let them not. It's the best civic lesson in the world. Be at the polls. Be at the polls. Children defy the lockout. And they come on out anyway for issues that matter. Your future is at risk. Your future is at risk. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Oh, Liz.
Yes.
I was calling about the bus passes.
Yes.
Didn't they appropriate money in the budget for the bus passes?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
If they cut off the money in the middle of the year,
yes,
then where is it?
Good question.
And we need to follow, as you say, the money.
That's fact. First, we need to get them out. Then we'll be able to follow the money easier.
Okay, Liz.
All right.
Have a nice day.
All right, you too. 454-0400 is my phone number. Dave. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Good morning,
Quit
Liz.
Doing that.
Yeah. Liz, I'll call in to respond to the lady that was claiming conspiracy. I think the conspiracy that she's got in her mind is the conspirators that she was representing. Those are the conspirators. Those are the ones that is trying to destroy the St. Louis school district. Those are the ones that's going to make sure that their kids is not going to have a fighting chance for the job market and what have you. So if she's talking conspiracy, she's representing the conspirators. Have a great day,
all right.
Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My name is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my number. Get up. Get to me.
Love makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing too good for a boy that true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? But
time again.
begin to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Dubai. Reports indicate nearly 60 people are dead after a pleasure boat full of passengers capsized in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Bahrain. Authorities say the victims were part of an evening dinner cruise sponsored by a construction firm working on the Bahrain World Trade Center towers. Most of the victims appear to be foreigners. Another 60 people were rescued by a nearby vessel. One of the survivors said the boat listed badly after hitting a good-sized wave, but the sea itself was relatively calm. There are also reports that the boat may have been badly overcrowded. And Dateline Washington, Representative Henry Waxman and other members of the House Government Reform Committee have introduced a resolution that is going to request President Bush turn over to Congress all documents relating to the Deficit Reduction Act of 2005. The president signed off on that measure in February, but what he signed has discrepancies from the version the House passed just a week before. This resolution was drawn up after the White House repeatedly ignored requests for such information. Waxman says one of the changes noted was the provision on Medicare leasing of durable medical equipment. The House version called for coverage up to 36 months, but the version the president signed shortened that term to just 13 months. This will slash Medicare coverage by $2 billion over 5 years. Waxman says no bill can become law unless the same version goes through both houses of Congress and is signed by the chief executive. It appears the Republican leadership was aware that changes were being made in the Senate version, yet went along with it without saying anything. There's also evidence that the president and his staff had a hand in the changes. Waxman says the bigger implication is that the president feels he is not bound by the provisions of the Constitution. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Darnetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Buford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford, Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
How do you become a hero at work? It's easy. Just drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Your friends at AM 920 will draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and deliver a basket of goodies on Monday to the winning workplace. Contest ends May 29th, 2006. No purchase necessary. Employees of WGNE Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. The WGNE Workplace Hero from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
What is a community? It's friends, neighbors, co-workers, the people we work with, the people we share our world with. Sodexo is a community. It's a community of more than 100,000 employees and the 6 million people we serve every day. Sodexo is a community of people committed to improving the quality of daily life in St. Louis. It's why we partner with local minority-owned businesses, support the Gateway Classic with $50,000 in scholarships, and provide grants to the Martin Luther King Jr. Essay Contest and YMCA tutorial programs. It's why we collected nearly a quarter of a ton of food for the Kirksville Food Bank and support programs like Habitat for Humanity. Sodexo is part of your community, providing services across America and right here in St. Louis. Get to know us at SodexoUSA.com.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Sears, that's right. Sears, that's where you get your big-screen televisions, your small-screen television, and you get the trifecta of your shopping experience. What's that? It's great price, it is great service, and it is great location. That's what you get, all three of them. That trifecta, you hit the trifecta at 3425 Union. Sears, it's the weekend. Come on, get your shop on, and tell them I told you to.
Hello. My name is Acme Price. I live in University City. And on April 4th, I'll be voting for Shelley Welch for mayor of University City. Shelley is a person who has great communicative skills, and she is articulate and analytical. On April 4th, please vote for Shelley Welch, our next mayor of University City. You'll be glad you did.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Oh, Lord. Lord. 20 years. Best we've been in 20 years. Oh, some folks will let anything come out their mouth. The same folks that brought you the NAACP. supporting a white man who calls black people coons. NAACP trying to get a job for a man who calls black people coons. That's the same voices that you hear on that commercial for the St. Louis Public Schools. There's a connection between the two of them. Whoo, 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me, Betty.
That's the same lady that talks about the reparation, too. I wonder how much did they pay her. Liz, that lady tried to talk like you.
I've heard that. It's so funny. That's their marketing
you
strategy.
You can tell that's not,
that's,
Liz.
That's their marketing strategy. Yes, ma'am.
Liz, you have them running scared all the time. And thanks for exposing all this stuff to us. We really appreciate you, Liz.
You know, this election, Betty, is I think the kids need to walk out of school. I think the teachers need to walk out of school on election day because it is that important. It is that important.
It is.
They need to walk out.
Liz, there are many of us that are so proud of you. You have no idea.
Thank you, Betty.
And I hope I'm hanging there, and you're doing a wonderful job. But she needs to stop trying to talk like Liz Brown.
Thanks for your call, Betty.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Marie.
Hi, Liz. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, but I've been listening to you forever.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been talking about the elections lately, and I want to talk about a different election. It's an election in Jennings for council members.
Okay.
I received in the mail, I guess yesterday or the day before, a three-page letter. And the first page is addressed to the citizen of Jennings. And it basically calls this opponent a thug. And this, page 2 and 3 is a printout of his police report from 1981. Now, is this illegal or just unethical?
Who sent it?
Well, they came from, paid for by Citizens for Fair and Honest Government.
Sorry.
A. Wilson, treasurer.
Whoo,
well, you know what?
But I do know the candidate, her husband, is a police officer, and maybe this is where they obtain the information.
And who's the person that you believe is behind sending this out?
Oh, Gail Iver.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the thing. What I would like, can you fax that to me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, fax it to me at 454.
Okay, wait one second. 454.
6609.
6609.
Fax that to me right away, and I'll be able to get you some information about who that committee is.
Oh, okay.
And is it illegal to go and get somebody's record like that?
If he went
into the police files to go just to get somebody's record for something like this, yes, it is illegal. Absolutely, it is illegal because you're not supposed to be. You can't do the record things like that. No, you can't.
Well, it's very disturbing.
Because I've had questions about trying to get other folks' records, and I've been told, no, you can't do that unless there's somebody, unless they're, you know, that they're investigating them for something. You cannot do that.
Okay, but I guess if your husband is a police officer.
But if your husband is a police officer that did it, then the husband needs to, then that police department needs to punish, reprimand the cop. Maybe even the cop needs to lose his job.
I agree with
okay?
you. Okay,
thanks.
So I'll fax it to
fax
you.
Fax that to me, please.
All
right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Charles.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
That lady kind of took my thunder. This honey person sounds like that lady on the commercial.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it sounds just like her.
Mm.
And speaking of this Sodexo, I was downtown yesterday at a building, tall building on 6th and Washington. And Sodexo, I think they ran a restaurant in that building. I was sitting at a table, and the sun was shining through the window. It was about 10 tables. Every one of them had dust on it. Mm. You could see it through the reflection of the sun.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you mean every window was dirty?
Every table was dirty. I saw the sun shining through the window. I told one of the people who was sitting at the table eating, I ripped my finger across it, like, you know, the white glove test.
Uh-huh.
It was dust thick enough that it came up on my finger on every table.
So what did you do?
I tried to get in to tell the people, but they said, okay, we'll take care of it.
So did you eat there?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't there to eat. I was waiting on a friend who was conducting business in there at the U.S. Bank.
Okay.
No.
So it was a nasty, dirty restaurant by Sodexo. What are the odds of that?
The tables was filthy.
Filthy, dirty.
Yes.
Of course, and my response is, of course they were.
Me
that's
too.
Because that's how they roll. Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Diane.
Hello. How are you?
I am outstanding, Diane.
I just have a couple of comments. I used to be secretary for the NAACP.
Okay.
And I remember a situation in 2000 when the black colleges had a problem in Florida.
That's right.
And Coomer, who is the owner of Adams Mart.
That is correct.
And is based here in St. Louis.
That is correct.
He joined NAACP.
And how'd that work out for him?
Oh, it worked out so good. That the NAACP in St. Louis didn't do a thing.
On behalf of those babies.
for those babies. But here's what happened. The national NAACP protest. We protest. We marched our flag at headquarters. We marched our flag at Adams Mart downtown.
But the local.
But the local. I'm leading up to something. We were even. Somebody opened a gas main on us out at the main headquarters. And they evacuated a block or two. We had to leave. But what I'm trying to say, they don't stand behind what the organization stands for. You have rotten people in everything. It's disgusting. I called national headquarters, told them I'm very upset with them.
What did the national headquarters say about this?
They're going to look into it and see what Region Ford, what's his name, Reverend Ford, is going to say. And I told him he's full of shit. Oh, I said a bad word on the elevator. Sorry. He's not the person. He's on. And I told them, if they don't get down here and do something about this city chapter and county chapter, we're going to lose black folks. I even recommend
black folks.
Listen, I even recommend, do not send your membership dues.
That's right. Don't have nothing
not
to do with it.
Sending you, don't send them anything, because they're still being backed by corporate.
No, it's more than that. They're
not helping the black America.
They hate black people. They hate black people.
And the virus people in St. Louis... I really would reconsider my membership.
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
Listen, folks, I'm Liz Brown. I have a little wake-up call. I'll be back after this. Stay with me.
You can imagine my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches. There's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, my brother.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's cleanup time across several Midwestern states. A line of strong thunderstorms ripped a path across them, bringing heavy rain, about two dozen tornadoes, and golf ball-sized hail. This man in Ames, Iowa, watched his trailer home crumble around him.
I was sitting on my bed there watching the TV, and I kind of rolled with it a little bit, and all of a sudden it just ripped the whole walls and the roof right off and left me kind of in the middle of it.
Storms also pummeled parts of Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska. They could use a little rain in the Texas panhandle, maybe a lot of it. It's bone dry, and firefighters are slowly bringing wildfires in the Amarillo area under control.
The good thing was there were no injuries at all in both of the fires. However, there were 8 homes destroyed.
Jerry Hatley with the Amarillo Department of Public Safety. President Bush wraps up a 2-day summit in Cancun today. He'll spend more time talking about immigration with Mexican President Vicente Fox.
Border security is not just one country's prerogative. It's the prerogative and duty of both countries.
And as they talk, the Senate continues its debate on immigration reform. Arizona Republican John McCain and Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy teamed up on a bipartisan bill that they say strikes the exact right balance. At least 57 people are dead, 13 missing after a cruise boat capsized off the coast of Bahrain. The owners of the cruise line believe the boat may have flipped when most of the passengers moved to one side. Jill Carroll is expected to leave Iraq today for Germany. She could be reunited with her family in a number of days. There's still talk that someone paid a ransom to free the American reporter. Her boss checked it out.
Our credibility is right on the line. Do you know of anything? And he assured me, absolutely not. And we've talked so much during the past, 2.5 months, that I know he's telling me the truth.
Richard Bergenheim with the Christian Science Monitor talking to Jill Carroll's father about it. This is ABC News.
Thanks for helping me move, Liz.
Sure.
Time for that California Chardonnay we love.
Ooh, Corbett Canyon?
Canyon.
I hope we're never going to find a corkscrew.
Oh, don't need one. Got the new Corbett Canyon Premium Wine Cask.
Clever.
Keeps air out, flavor in. Just turn the tap for a glass of crisp, refreshing Chardonnay.
Where'd you find it?
Premium wine section near Woodbridge.
Bet a woman invented it.
Why is that?
Clever, practical, don't need a tool to open it.
Good taste is worth repeating. The new Premium Wine Cask, only from Corbett Canyon. Corbett Canyon Vineyard, San Luis Obispo, California.
You finished with your fries?
Yeah, take them.
Hey, with your Medicare drug plan, you're only paying $28 a month?
Yeah.
For which drug? All of them.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
I'll help you pick a plan. If I can do it, you can do it.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to be smart? Give me back my fries.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
Does your child have a magnetic building set? The Consumer Product Safety Commission says if he does, you need to get it away from him. It's recalling nearly 4 million of the kits. Spokesman Scott Wolfson says the problem is the tiny magnets fitted into the plastic building pieces.
If these magnets get into the body of a young child, they can connect together, pinch the intestine, and a child can die.
One child already has. Indianapolis is the basketball capital of the world today.
Four schools, their fans, alums, and ticket holders will converge on Indianapolis for the weekend. The city is well-versed in Final Fours, having hosted this event 4 times. With a band playing at the airport, volunteer Betsy Ward says she can't wait.
The public was so excited about having Final Four come back to Indianapolis, and I think it's very centrally located, so I think we'll have really good attendance from all the schools. Everybody has a great time here.
The teams will work out at the Dome on Friday, which is open to the public. Todd and ABC News, Indianapolis.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, two firefighters are still hospitalized with injuries they suffered in a deadly blaze in North County. The fire Wednesday morning in the 7800 block of Page and Bonita Terrace killed 76-year-old Geneva Rooks. Authorities believe the fire started because of bedding and clothing that was too close to a space heater. As it announces the recovery of some missing valuable pieces of art, the FBI still needs the public's help to find another piece. The FBI's crime team announced the recovery of three pieces of stolen artwork yesterday, one of which had been missing since 1968. Two of the pieces recovered were taken from Fine Arts Express in 2002. The FBI is asking for tips from the public to help find Norman Rockwell's Russian schoolroom painting, stolen from an exhibit in Clayton in 1973. It's back to business as usual at the Edward Jones Dome today after a series of evacuation drills yesterday. Bruce Summer, the director of America's Center, explains why these drills are important.
Well, we want to make sure that if we ever have to evacuate the facility, that we don't wait until then to find out that some of the items in our plan really don't work. We want to make sure the evacuation goes as smoothly as possible, because if it happens to be during a Rams game and there's 66,000 people in here, you really can't afford to have any errors.
People in the Edward Jones Dome took part in evacuation drills several times from about 8:30 yesterday morning until around 3 in the afternoon. Summer says the drills went very well because he thinks they discovered evacuation practices that they want to do differently next time. Finally this hour, the number of babies delivered by elected cesarean section in the U.S. is on the rise. That was the topic of the National Institutes of Health State of the Science Conference this week. The overall C-section delivery rate in the U.S. was 29% in 2004, compared to 4.8% in 1968. The latest statistics available for Missouri are close to the national average at 23% in 2003. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals, like an Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by AccountTemps. Eastbound 44 between 109 and Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 from Route M all the way into 270 is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for that traffic to be lighter than normal. Eastbound 40 from Long Road to 270 is on the move. Eastbound 70 from 370 to the Blanchett Bridge. Nothing to report there. Westbound 270 at Lilac and New Florissant. Everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and Mid Rivers Mall. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the PSD. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 to 5570 split. Look for normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at the Cleves Landing. Look for no problems to report there. And northbound Route 3 at 8th Street and the PSB. It is stop and go. Also, South 7th Street at Russell, there's a report of an injury accident. And State Highway V at Hardin Road, there's an accident reported. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AccountTemps, the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call AccountTemps. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Partly cloudy, breezy, 20% chance of showers this afternoon, a high in the upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy again, another chance for showers, low around 50. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy, still another chance for showers and a possible thunderstorm. The high should be in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 62 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 62, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned now. It's time for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Looking Black. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, or your traffic and your weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. From the brothers, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. From the brothers, sisters.
was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say the progress that she made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome to this week's edition of Looking Black, a review of issues that have impacted your life this week and where they may take us next from differing perspectives. Here's Liz Brown and our guest journalists for this week.
Good morning, and welcome to Looking Black. That's right, it's 7 o'clock on a Friday. This is the time that we take every Friday to go across the world to get black journalists to talk about the issues of the week, their reflections, their perspectives, their issues that caught their eye, that consumed them, that touched them the last week. Our guest journalist this week is Ahmed Shaqui, author of Black Liberation and Socialism. He is joining us in Evanston, Illinois. Ahmed, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Very good. What were some of the issues, the stories, the things that caught your eye last week?
Well, the main thing that caught my eye this week was the way in which the Bush administration seems uncowed and continues to screw things up in their own merry way.
One of the things that I was noticing with that issue, although I'm seeing some fault lines, okay?
There are big fault lines.
Yeah, I'm seeing some. He's bloodied but unbowed.
There you go.
Okay, he's bloodied but unbowed. Okay, you know, just like the little kid that just never, mama, you know, he punished him, but he's like, I didn't do nothing wrong.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't take those cookies, those crumbs on my mouth don't mean nothing. I didn't do nothing.
I haven't done a thing.
Okay, so, but there are fault lines out there, aren't there?
Absolutely.
And then what are some of the fault lines that you're seeing?
Well, I think one of the big fault lines that we've seen in the last week was the immigration fault line.
Mm-hmm.
There, all across the country. You know, I don't know if you're aware, in Chicago a few weeks ago, about 500,000 folks marched for immigrant rights. About 500,000 to 1 million in Los Angeles, and there are big walkouts in Texas because the administration has decided to take its war on terror and treat immigrants to this country as though they were terrorists. So a lot of the folks who were marching around had signs that said, I'm a worker, not a terrorist. You know, I'm a guest in this country, but I'm not a terrorist.
And I think one of the things that I found interesting, in fact, I thought about your book, Black Liberation and Socialism. I thought about your book and the case that you make for struggle. The argument that you make that struggle is fundamental. Struggle is something that we should embrace. Struggle is, well, you quote Frederick Douglass and you talk about, where he talks about agitation of the soil, the plants grow through that. Is that what we're seeing here?
Well, I'm hoping that that's what we're going to begin to see. You know, Frederick Douglass should be a mentor to us all.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't mind my quoting him, I have it in front of me. He says very simply, "Let me give you a word on the philosophy of reform. The whole history of the progress of human liberty shows that all concessions yet made to her august claims have been born of earnest struggle." And he goes on to say, "There is no progress without struggle." Mm-hmm. I think that was true under slavery. I believe that's still true today.
And one of the things that I'm fascinated in, and I'd love to get your take on this, to hear one of the stories that came out this week is the story of how the Black Caucus, how people in Congress are responding to this immigration issue. That there seems to be a position coming out of the Black Caucus that they are not in support of this immigration bill that looks like the immigration bill that looks like it's going to finally come out if they deal with it before the election, that with this whole guest worker status and giving people amnesty and not criminalizing it. We have the Black Caucus not comfortable with this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that that's, you know, that flows from a position, a review that says that immigrant workers are taking jobs away from Black folk. And that's a view that I believe is mistaken, in that the main source of lack of jobs for Black folks has been deindustrialization, have been jobs moving out of the country by corporations who seek cheaper labor abroad, rather than low-wage workers taking jobs away from Black folks at home.
But can't we look at Katrina to underscore the concerns that Black people have?
I think Katrina should have been and was a wake-up call about the priorities of this country as regards to Black folks and as regards to poor people. I mean, you have a hurricane that's devastating the whole coast, and, you know, some one-quarter of the population of New Orleans is too poor to own a car, and you tell folks, get out of the way. Folks say, well, how do you get out of the way without transport?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you watch for days, as we all did, folks with no help, no assistance, no resources, and the head of the Federal Emergency Management Authority blaming the people who were left behind for the state that they were in. So I would say that, yeah, Katrina was a big wake-up call.
But in terms of the challenge that Black folks have with the issue of immigration,
mm-hmm.
You said that the Black people, our issue is the jobs are going out of this country. It's not with the low wage jobs that we're talking about if we're talking about immigration. But in Katrina, we see that instead of the government, the government did away with, George Bush did away with the requirement that you pay the going wage for construction workers. So they brought in lots of people from this country to do the jobs at below minimum wage. So isn't that a legitimate concern? And that's a concern about jobs right here.
Absolutely. But the problem there is the policy of George Bush by doing away with the prevailing wage, not the fact that you can always find people who do a job cheaper than somebody else.
Mm.
And the reason I put the emphasis there is, let's go back to Frederick Douglass. You know, he said something about slavery, which I think is very important to remember.
I love this line. Go ahead.
And he said, you know, they divided one from the other to conquer both. And he was referring here to slave masters, who were a small minority of the white population, but they managed to convince the white population with ideas of racism and white supremacy that they had more in common with the slave master than they did with the slave. And Douglass said, this is completely ass backwards. They divided one from the other in order to conquer both. And I believe that if you fall into the game of blaming the immigrants, we fall again into a situation in which you define one from the other in order to conquer both.
And these are such amazing times that it's almost topsy-turvy, up is down, down is up, that we have black elected officials resisting an issue to protect brown-skinned people.
That's right.
This is just, it's my, well, I live in the city of St. Louis. St. Louis, the NAACP in the city of St. Louis just held a press conference to give a white bigot who called Condoleezza Rice a coon, get him his job back. So, I mean.
And what exactly do they think they were doing?
I can't, please don't ask me to explain that. Okay, I am not in a position to explain the reasoning behind such an act of self-loathing, a monumental act of self-loathing and insanity. I cannot explain that. But I use that as an example to talk about how crazy this world is that we're living in right now.
I agree.
And one of the things that you talk about in your book, Black Liberation and Socialism, and I have to say I really enjoyed your book.
Thank you.
Was the whole concept of socialism that lots of times people call up on my show in an effort to criticize me or an effort to get at me. You're a socialist, Liz. You're a socialist. You make the argument in the book that we need to really understand what socialism is and what it did for this country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, it's an idea that's been so vilified.
Like the word liberal.
Like the word liberal, like virtually any good idea in this country has been vilified. And, you know, the concept of socialism is pretty straightforward. Have a system that produces for people rather than for profit.
That's simple, pretty simple.
Straightforward, and that has a democratic soul, that has democracy at its heart. And that really is what I think is the content of socialism, and also why so many black folks historically, you know, from W.E.B. Du Bois to Paul Robeson to Martin Luther King Jr. to Malcolm X, did not have that kind of hostility to socialism. In fact, were attracted by or espoused aspects of socialism.
I'd like you to talk a few minutes about how Martin Luther King was attracted to it. I'd like you to talk about W.E.B. Du Bois and his attraction to it. Then I'd like to talk to you about, in the context of today, do we see anybody else out there that is even considering the concepts of socialism?
Sure. I'll start with W.E.B. Du Bois, because he was actually a member of an organization called the Socialist Party in his early years, and was a socialist because he believed in the equality and the brotherhood and sisterhood of humankind. And that's before he became editor of The Crisis for the NAACP, which he did through most of the 30s into the 40s, and then came back to the socialist movement in the late 50s and 60s with the independence struggles in Africa, where many of the emerging countries of Africa chose to look towards socialism as they stepped into independence. With Martin Luther King, his development, first of all, we should say that he was investigated, observed, spied on by the FBI, and accused of being a communist from the very beginning simply because he questioned segregation in the South. And he, of course, rejected that label, but came in the mid-60s to the understanding that although legal segregation had been done away with, largely done away with, that equality was still a long way off. And towards the end of his life, you see him saying much more clearly that something, the whole nature of the system had to be challenged, and not simply the question of race relations or the question of segregation.
Do you see, as we go back to the struggle that is going on, the agitation that is going on the immigration issue, when we see 500,000 people take to the streets, 30,000, 20,000, 10,000, we see kids walking out of schools, just defying lockouts, do we see the same, is this, would you describe this movement that's going on with the immigration issue, does this have a connection to socialism?
I believe so, in the sense that it's a movement by the mass of the population of a particular constituency for social justice, and that really is at the heart of any socialist movement. It doesn't mean that everybody out there is thinking, you know, we need to transform this system, but they begin with real and concrete issues that face them and are beginning to go into motion, understanding that there's a unity of interest between business, the politicians, and the system that exists, and that unity is against them. And it's something that the black movement understood very, very well 20 or 30 years ago, and I believe needs to revive again.
I'm thinking about this movement that we've all witnessed this week, and also the extraordinary impact of laws were changed. I think that that's the most powerful message to old school works. People do need to get into the streets and need to agitate on this stuff. But what is different for me, Ahmad, is that there is no leader that is being held out as there's no Che Rivera, there's no Martin Luther King, there's no Malcolm X. Is that a better thing? Is that, because one of the reasons of that when people criticize socialism is that they draw Karl Marx's name to it, and then they vilify him, and then they're able to vilify the whole thing. Is it a better thing that we don't have a name attached to this movement other than we're human too? And we're workers too.
I think it's great that such a movement could emerge without such a leader. But I don't, you know, the problem is that the those in power will vilify anybody. If you remember when Malcolm X was assassinated, was shot. What was it? February 21st, 1965. The next day, the New York Times wrote an obituary which blamed him for his death. Said that he was a fanatic, he'd brought it onto himself. It's not, you know, people forget. And by the way, you know, 20 years later, you could walk, or, 25 years later, I'm walking in Montgomery Ward, and you can buy a Malcolm X T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, vilified when you're alive, made into a saint and an icon, and made harmless when you're dead.
Mm-hmm.
Same is true with Martin Luther King. It's not true that everybody loved Martin Luther King Jr. in the last couple of years of his life. He came out against what he called the triad, the three aspects of the system, war, poverty, and racism, which he saw and opposed the Vietnam War. It would have been like somebody today standing, a prominent individual denouncing the war on Iraq. And he was vilified for it. He was attacked by the same media that praised him after he was dead. So we have to keep focused on what the issues are and who's saying what and who stands for what while they're alive, not 20 years after they're dead.
What are the lessons? What are the lessons that are consistent with liberation and socialism that we can take from what we're seeing unfold in front of us as we examine this amazing collective action by the Latino population?
No, I would go back and start again with Frederick Douglass. Without struggle, there's no progress. And that's the first, I think that's the first thing. As you said, laws are changing. Laws were changed. They've affected I think this is the first reversal for the Republicans in Congress in a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out of the blue, and it came out of large numbers of people mobilizing. So that's the first thing. The second thing, again, go back to Douglass, is don't allow them to divide us.
You know what, if I can interrupt just for one
sure.
second, you know what I heard or that I read? I read that, okay, in L.A., there are two Hispanic radio stations that are just cutthroat competitors, okay? They fight for the Latino dollar. They fight for the presence. They fight to be the number one Latino station, right? On the issue of this immigration, I mean, they wouldn't even mention each other's name. They didn't even mention the other radio station's name. On the issue of this immigration, all of their DJs decided to call a truce. They went on each other's stations. They all had the same voice, the same message. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong. Get to the street. Get to the street. Get to the street. This is when. This is how. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now.
There's the power of staying on message.
Yes, it is.
And of staying together.
And we're going to take a break, folks. I am Liz Brown. This is Looking Black, where we take a look back at the week's story with African journalists from all over the world. Our guest this morning is Ahmed Shaqui.
Shaqui.
And he's the author of Black Liberation and Socialism. He's joining us from Evanston, Illinois. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the hour's traffic and weather. The hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Southbound 270 at Ladue and 40 looks for a disabled vehicle. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound 44 from 109 all the way to the Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Northbound 55 at Route M and 270 look for no problems report. Northbound 270 at 44. Traffic is lighter than normal. Eastbound 40 from Long Road to 270 looks good. Eastbound 70 from 370 all the way into the Blanchett Bridge is on the move. Westbound 270 from Lilac to New Florissant Road looks good. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to 79 look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on the PSB, it is slow. Westbound 64 to 5570 split look for normal traffic this hour. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleves Landing is on the move. Northbound Route 3 from 8th Street onto the approaches of the Poplar Street Bridge, they are stacked this morning. Stop and go traffic. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Sunday. For today, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers this afternoon, high in the upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. Saturday, cooler, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, another chance for showers, even a thunderstorm after midnight with a low around 50. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we're sharing the same temperature as Lambert Field. Both of us have 61 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Are you a woman undergoing chemotherapy or radiation treatment for cancer? Or do you know someone who is? The Scientific Arts Foundation, a not-for-profit organization, is supporting research evaluating the effects of a relaxation CD on stress in cancer patients undergoing treatment. If you are a female and are willing to join in this important and relaxing study for 10 to 20 days, contact Dr. William Collins at 314-569-1290. That's 314-569-1290. To learn more about the Scientific Arts Foundation, visit their website at www.scientificartsfoundation.org. That's www.scientificartsfoundation.org.
Shelley Welsh will make a great mayor of University City. I'm Dave, and I've seen Shelley's powerful performance on City Council. We've all seen Shelley Welsh fight to use taxpayer money wisely to build us a great rec center. We've all seen how Shelley Welsh can enhance our future as she organized the highly effective Advisory Board for Economic Progress. We've all seen Shelley Welsh unite citizens across borders of color, gender, economy, while her opponents make an ugly effort to divide us. Now we all need to make Shelley Welsh mayor.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
Every ghetto, every city, and suburban place I've been, make me recall my days in the New Jerusalem. You know it's hot, don't forget what you got. Looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back, looking back.
Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives, with Liz Brown.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. We're Looking Black. This is Liz Brown. We are streamed every day at WGNU.net or LizBrown.com. And I am archived every day at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you missed an hour, go to WhiteRoseSociety.org and get your hour. This week, our guest journalist is Ahmed Shaki. He is the author of Black Liberation and Socialism. He's joining us from Evanston, Illinois. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let me get to a couple of callers here. Pam, you have a question for our guest. Pam. Dimitri, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, good morning, Liz. I have a question for you, Mr. Shaki. I'm a socialist. And I commend you for your position and what you are saying this morning. But I want to question you on this issue. I'm growing weary and impatient with people who think that change can occur incrementally. Can you believe that any meaningful change can be made to this corrupt government that we have without revolution? I'll hang up and listen to your response, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Yes, Dimitri. Well, the way that I would put it is the following, that change takes place, change does take place incrementally, in the sense that you can win particular reforms or particular victories. Say, desegregation in this country was won incrementally, but in order to transform the whole society, some kind of revolution is necessary, as this country was born out of a revolution to gain independence from Britain. So I think that the real question is who is the force that can make the change that's necessary? And here I would put the emphasis on a mass movement, a movement of masses of people fighting for what they believe in.
So in terms of when people say the word revolution, in terms of the word revolution, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, most people have in mind, or the idea can come to mind as, you know, some guerrilla-type struggle, and that's really not what we're talking about. We're talking here about a movement of the majority. If you think really of the movement of the 1960s as a kind of example of it, but that also seeks to win power, political power, economic power, and social power. And at that, you know, that really would be a revolution in this country.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. Kevin, you have a question for our guest.
Yes, how you doing? I'd like to ask you, you know what, you did mention Philip Randolph Clark, and I wonder why. Because he was a black union organizer, which is simply a socialist program. And I don't understand why you didn't mention him. Could you explain that?
Sure, there's many that I didn't mention.
There are lots of you mentioned him.
A. Philip Randolph was, a key union organizer for the sleeping car porters in the 1920s and 30s. He was also the organizer of the first March on Washington, which, you know, the one we usually think of is Martin Luther King's March on Washington in 1963. But they had planned to organize a march on Washington during the Second World War, which was called off at the last minute. But he was the chief organizer of that movement. And literally, they were talking about tens of thousands of black folks going to Washington then.
454-0400 is my phone number. If you could take a minute, because we have a number of people on the line that want to ask you some questions. But I, the word communist in this country, I think it's has been used. I think it's been replaced with the word terrorist. Talk to us about the connection between, very fundamentally, the connection between socialism and communism. And the struggle that this country has gone with to use the word communist as the way they use the word terrorist.
Sure. You know, Karl Marx and Frederick Engels, who were founders of the socialist movement, their book is called The Communist Manifesto, or one of their many writings is called The Communist Manifesto, and they believed that communism would be the final stage of socialism, that is, when class society would be done away with. The reason that I use the term socialist is because the term communist became so vilified in this country, but also because of what happened in Russia. That is, you had a society that called itself communist, which I believe had little to do with socialism, with democracy, with communism itself. And so there was a transformation, really, of the language, and that the term socialism really describes better, or doesn't have the bogeys in people's heads that communism does. But this country has always sort of vilified what it didn't like, and also transformed the language. I mean, if you remember, Ronald Reagan called the folks who were against freedom in Nicaragua during the Nicaraguan Revolution freedom fighters. It was George Bush Sr. who gave an award, I think it was called, that he made Afghanistan Day a national holiday in 1983 or 84, because at the time he considered those fighting in Afghanistan to be freedom fighters, that is, those people who are today described as terrorists. So, you know, the language is often used simply to mask things and also to denote who it is the government supports and who it is they oppose.
No child left behind. Every child left behind.
That's what I think.
Okay.
No,
all right.
I have a fourth grader who spent last week doing a whole week of testing.
Mm.
The teachers hate the tests. He hates the tests. It's a way of screening and weaning out people rather than putting in the resources necessary for school.
Kip, you have a question for our guest.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have not taken a position on this immigration issue because I don't think I completely understand it, but when I look at the people who are supporting it, it's mainly the big business, and I wonder why as black people, we would support black business paying people lower wages, and also I believe in some ways it is taking jobs from us. So I just wanted to get some type of understanding completely from those who are supporting the borders being completely open. Thank you.
Thank you, Kent. Is that the way that we need to characterize the immigration issue? Is that the right way to do that? And I need you to hold that thought, please, because we have to take a break. But when we come back, I really want to address that question that Kip asked. Okay. This is Liz Brown. This is A Looking Black, where every week we talk with an African journalist somewhere in the world to get their perspective on the issues of the week. Our guest this morning is author Ahmed Shaki, author of Black Liberation and Socialism. He's joining us in Evanston, Illinois. It's a great book, and I like it so much I even like the size of it. It fits my hands really well. Listen, this is Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Again, to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Kampala. A dozen children perished in a fire at a boarding school in western Uganda. The children were between the ages of 7 and 13. The dormitory at the Islamic Karabole East Primary School housed 70 children. There was no electricity in the town, and the children are believed to have been using candles to study by. And Dateline Chicago. Word out of the Windy City that the recent Illinois primary did not go as smoothly as predicted with the use of new high-tech computerized voting machines. The system cost the state $50 million, but it turned out to be slow and very hard to use. It took over 2 days after the election was through to get all the votes counted because of malfunctions and missing memory cartridges from over 250 polling places in the city of Chicago and another 162 precincts in Cook County. Election officials say the cartridges were never lost, that their whereabouts were known at all times. But they couldn't explain the delay in tabulating the results. One precinct on the south side had the optical scanners registering only Republican ballots, even though officials worked on the machine 4 times during the day. And this was in a precinct that was overwhelmingly Democrat. The system was designed by Sequoia Voting Systems, based in Florida, but the two top executives are from Venezuela. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Listen, ladies, today's the last day to get down, Mama. That's right. Gotta exercise to take off the weight. Mama, look. Today's the last day. 8-week, unlimited access to Get Down Mama Latin, salsa, African dance, half-hour massage, personal training session, all included for this $100. And if you lose the most inches during this 8 weeks, you win $500. There's only a few slots left. Get Down Mama, call 524-6162. And if you don't have time to call, and if you're at your computer, you can register at getdownmama.com. That's getdownmama.com. Come on, 524-6162. The response has been tremendous. We only have a few slots left. Come on, you want to lose the inches from this winter? Why don't you lose it in a fun and fabulous way and maybe win $500 in doing so? 524-6162. Get down, Mama.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears. Where else? That's right. That's right. Where else are you going to get your trifecta of shopping experience? What's a trifecta of shopping experience? Great prices, great customer service, and great location right there at 3425 Union, right in your own neighborhood at full service Sears. Sears, wonderful television sets, refrigerators, high-end, middle range in, everything that you need. Plus, they have these special little deals that you can't get at any other Sears. So, get your shop on. Get the try. Experience the trifecta of shopping this weekend at Sears, 3425 Union. My name is Liz Brown. Tell Jerome Williams I told you to.
Who's the hero where you work? The receptionist that can balance 12 things at once? The whiz kid that can change a toner cartridge without making a mess? The assistant that finds everything you misplace? Well, now it's your turn. All you have to do is drop your business card at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard, and you could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. We'll draw a new winner every week beginning Friday, March 10th, and you'll be the hero of your workplace on Monday when we deliver a basket full of assorted goodies from Great Harvest Bread, Thomas Premium Blend Coffee, and WGNU Radio. Contest ends May 29, 2006. Employees of WGNU Radio and contributing sponsors not eligible. One prize per employer, please. So go ahead, be a hero. Visit the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store at 9449 Olive Boulevard. Leave a business card and that's it. You could be the next WGNU Workplace Hero. Sponsored by the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, Thomas Brand Coffee, and AM 920 WGNU.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Darnetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Buford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford, Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Looking Black, the week in review, the week ahead, in differing perspectives with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. And since it's Friday, it is Looking Black. My guest journalist this week is Ahmed Shaki. He's the author of Black Liberation and Socialism. He's joining us from Evanston, Illinois. Ahmed, welcome back.
Thank you much, Liz.
So we were going to address the question asked by Kip.
Sure. You know, I think Kip makes a very valid point when he says that a lot of employers are for immigration. Or immigration rights, but they're for immigration rights of a particular kind. They're for workers being able to come here to work in certain conditions without certain rights and to be sent back again. And really, I think what this movement that's emerging in the country is urging is that workers who work ought to have rights. And the problem is not just that immigrants don't have rights. I believe that workers in this country have lost many rights that they used to have. And that, for example, people say, well, immigrants with lower wages. Well, ask yourself the question, why is it that the minimum wage is lower today than it has been for some 50 years? If you raise the minimum wage, you have a floor beyond which nobody else can fall, which would strengthen all working people. And that's the way I think we need to look at it.
But is that the way that it's coming out of Congress? I guess that was one of
the other pieces
of Kip's concern. And also, you know, we all are what should be wired to question any issue that big business brings, because if we're talking about big business, we're talking about corporations. We're talking about corporations. The only thing that drives them is profit. So if they're benefiting from it, I guess Kip's question is that shouldn't we be suspicious of this effort to change what's going on with immigration?
Absolutely, Liz. No, you're quite right there. But the bill that that passed the Congress was a bill that wanted to criminalize immigrants, and that's why the movement has flourished.
Mm-hmm.
And even the other bill, which is the McCain-Kennedy bill, which is the more liberal bill, it also favors business over immigrants. And really what I'm arguing is that we need to say we favor human beings over big business, and we favor all of them.
Let me get to some more of our callers here.
Thank you.
Certainly. Greg, you have a question for our guest, Mr.
Shockey. Yes. My first thing is a comment. Knowing that Cuba provides more social goods, a communist country, than the two richest countries in the world, Japan and the United States, can you explain to us the contrasting differences in the democracy in the United States and also communism in Cuba? And one more question.
That's all we can take because we have a number of callers, and we need to give him an opportunity to respond to that first great question that you asked.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. I think that the big thing about Cuba has been that it's been under an embargo by the United States ever since Fidel Castro came to power. And the only way in which he has been able to maintain power is by mobilizing the Cuban population in defense of its revolution. And that has provided a kind of content to Cuban society that doesn't exist in the United States, including the priorities on what they spend money on. Or that, you know, they devote much more, for example, to health care than they do the military, things of that kind.
And can I ask you to address a comment that you make in the introduction of your book, Black Liberation and Socialism? You make the case that a struggle needs to aspire to the radical reconstruction of society if racism is to be overcome and black liberation truly realized.
I think that that's, I said that in part because of the common experience that we've all had coming out of the movement of the 1960s and the 70s, which is that you can change certain aspects of racism, you can even push back segregation and the segregationists, but you haven't really tackled the fundamentals that keep black folks today oppressed, which is a whole system that is designed really to work against them, and that's why a radical reconstruction of that system is necessary. I think, incidentally, that that's the conclusion that most black leaders in the 1960s, from Malcolm to Martin, arrived at by the end of their careers. Or in those cases, before the two of them
were murdered.
Assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
454-0400 is my phone number. And one more quick question here, Alfred.
Just want to make a comment and a question. I'm, as an Afro-American man and a retired union man, I'm not for these people coming across the borders taking our jobs, because take away our job security.
Okay.
I want one more thing.
Okay. No, guys, respond again. You've responded to this before, but respond one more time, because that seems to be the conception that far too many people are absorbing in this discussion.
And I would just respond by saying that what are our jobs? Those are jobs that are provided by corporations in this country, and there are all too few of them in the black community today. All too few well-paying jobs. And the focus really is misplaced to think that immigrants are taking away those well-paying jobs.
And where can people get your book?
They can get them at most bookstores. It's being distributed nationally. Or they can order it from haymarketbooks.org. Haymarketbooks.org.
Ahmed Shockey, thank you so much for joining us on Looking Black this week.
Liz, thank you.
My pleasure.
Very, very much.
Listen, folks, Liz Brown, I will be back in the next hour to continue our conversations. Stay with us.
Revolution in the air, tell me brothers, stop being the same. for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that? I remember a train that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back, man,
for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Maybe they were pressured by Congress. Maybe they were just worried about all of the whispers about who was doing it. Well, now the brass at Major League Baseball is stepping up to the plate and taking a swing at steroid abuse among players. And at the center of the investigation, the next home run king in the making.
If Barry Bonds breaks the all-time home run mark, his record could stand, no matter what the investigation finds about his alleged steroids use. Senator and Hall of Fame pitcher Jim Bunning says that's wrong.
The record should be expunged. And the reason they should be is because the player cheated.
Bunning also questions the choice of George Mitchell to lead the investigation. The former Senate Majority Leader works for the Boston Red Sox and chairs Disney, owner of ABC and ESPN, which broadcast Major League Baseball games. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
President Bush wraps up a two-day summit in Cancun discussing immigration with Mexican President Vicente Fox. Mr. Bush says they would both like to see a guest worker program.
We don't want people sneaking into our country who are going to do jobs Americans want to do. We want them coming in an orderly way, which will take pressure off of both our borders.
And as they talk, the Senate continues its debate on immigration reform. An American working at the Navy base in Bahrain is among the 67 survivors on a capsized cruise ship off the coast of that nation. At least 57 people were killed, 13 are missing. Jill Carroll may be only a few days away from a family reunion.
Jill Carroll could be leaving Iraq as soon as today, en route to meeting up with her family. Before she leaves, however, she will have spoken, we're told, with U.S. officials who are eager to know more about her kidnappers. Still today, the details of why her kidnappers set her free are murky at best.
ABC's Dan Harris in Baghdad. This is a cleanup day across parts of the Midwest. Strong storms ripped through Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, destroying some homes and injuring at least three people. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm sprucing up my home this spring. Number three, if you could see my yard, well, you'd understand. Number two, I've wanted a new kitchen for, oh, about two decades. And the number one reason, I can do it all this spring, but pay for it later.
Now through April 9th, get special deferred financing on purchases throughout the store when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See stores for details.
This is a test of your cell phone. Does it look at you openly, answer you honestly? Or is it full of nasty surprises at bill time? Does it gloat because you're under contract? Maybe it's time for something new, something clear, simple, and uncomplicated. Net 10. At Net 10, there's no contract, no commitment, and one low rate, just 10 cents a minute, anytime, anywhere in the country. We're so sure you'll fall in love with Net 10, we'll give you 300 minutes free, a $30 value when you activate your Net 10 phone. So get to your nearest Target and partner with a phone you can trust.
A jury in suburban Washington, D.C. is still deliberating the case of Zacharias Moussaoui, ABC's Pam Coulters, following the trial.
There was no rush to judgment by the jury. The only break in their first day of deliberations came when they asked the judge to define weapon of mass destruction. Moussaoui pled guilty to conspiring to use a WMD, in this case, a plane intended for use as a missile or bomb.
Moussaoui could get life in prison or the death penalty. From the catwalk to the perp walk, supermodel Naomi Campbell is charged with assault. She's accused of throwing her cell phone at a housekeeper. Campbell claims the maid was stealing from her. The model was released on $3,500 bail and was asked if she thought the judge gave her a fair shake.
He was wonderful. The New York police have been wonderful. Extortion, I hope it never happens again.
The housekeeper needed four staples to close the gash in the back of her head. For the first time, parts of Indiana will have to do the drill. They're going to observe daylight saving time. Remember, spring forward, set the clocks ahead an hour before you go to bed tomorrow. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Morning, St. Louis. This is Panther Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a Carbondale woman was found dead in New Jersey, and her son is charged with killing her. Benjamin Martin of Pittman, New Jersey, is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 51-year-old Nancy Martin. Nancy Martin was reported missing on March 19th by Benjamin Martin and officials at SIU Carbondale, where she was a development officer. Investigators believe Martin's son strangled her after an argument on March 10th while she was on a business trip in New Jersey. Benjamin Martin led police to his mother's body late Wednesday night, several miles from a home she owned in Pittman. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is questioning how the St. Louis Archdiocese could possibly be in compliance with the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People. Barbara Doris, the Victims Outreach Coordinator for SNAP, wonders why there are so many molesters in the St. Louis area if the Archdiocese is in compliance.
Why are we still importing perps into our treatment centers? We've had all kinds of problems. We keep having victims come forward that say we were abused by men who were sent here for treatment from other dioceses. And Archbishop Burke says, well, he can't control these men.
The Archdiocese was ruled to be in compliance with the charter following an audit last December by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' Office of Child and Youth Protection. Doris says she never heard about any victims being questioned during the audit. Finally this hour, the issue of potty parody at the new Bush Stadium, which had been the subject of a threatened complaint to the Missouri Human Rights Commission, will apparently be resolved. State Representative candidate Bill Haas had intended to file the complaint today, but early this morning he withdrew that intention. A report in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch says that the stadium has fewer women's toilets than men's toilets and urinals, and that may violate state law. Now, according to a follow-up report in the Post-Dispatch, Cardinals President Mark Lamping says the team will make changes to the ballpark to comply with the law. This WGNU News report is brought to you by Accountemps, the industry leader in financial and accounting temporary staffing. Call or visit them today at accountemps.com. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your local RE/MAX office in southbound 270 between Ladue and 40 to disabled vehicle on the right shoulder. Use caution. East or northbound 270 between Big Bend and Doherty Ferry, there's an accident on the right shoulder and traffic jams approaching 44 at this hour. Eastbound 44 from 109 to Merrimack River Bridge, no problems to report. Northbound 55 from M to 270 looks good. Northbound 270 at 44, that traffic is lighter than normal at this hour. Eastbound 40 from Brentwood to Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from Lilac to New Florissant, everything is on the move. Eastbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall, all the way back through 79, look for slow traffic in pockets. From westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, there's some traffic congestion going on there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the PSB, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 at DeBow Avenue, all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Cleeds Landing, look for no problems there. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, you've got some slow traffic stacking up there as well, still on the bridge. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your local RE/MAX office. Buying or selling a home could be the biggest financial transaction in your life. Why trust your investment to anyone other than an experienced RE/MAX agent? Find your RE/MAX agent at RE/MAX.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon, a high in the upper 70s. For this evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-40s. For Saturday, cooler, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s. Saturday evening, another chance for showers under partly cloudy skies, especially thunderstorms after midnight with a low around 50. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy, another chance for showers, even a possible thunderstorm. The high should be around in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 61 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 61 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
You're listening to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to the sun. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, talk to the sun.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this end?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Email me, revolution@lizbrown.com, revolution@lizbrown.com. And what do we have? We have, what, two more chances, Howard? Two more chances for the giveaway today? Just two more chances left. And I just want you all to know that in your giveaway package today, we're going to give away two today. And we're going to put in your package a copy of Black Liberation and Socialism. The author that you just heard on the last hour, his book is going to be in your giveaway package. You don't want to miss an opportunity to try to get one of these fabulous, fabulous gift packages from me. Just my way of saying, because I care. Because I care. So you don't want to miss an opportunity. You have two more chances to get a shot at one of the giveaway packages at the and I'll be drawing the names at the top or at quarter till 10. So two more chances. Lord. The Black Caucus is coming to town, y'all. Now, what's fascinating to me is that all these black folks on here I didn't get one single email from anybody about this meeting. Did y'all? Now, I understand folks telling me, po-mouthing me, telling me I don't have money to mail out stuff. Every email is free. Email is free. And one of the things that I think, and it's this Sunday at Harris Stowe. They don't say where at Harris Stowe. They just say there's a town, here we go. Bank of America Theater. I'm sorry. Bank of America Theater from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. So there are two sessions that they're going to have. So from 12 to 2 on Saturday, you have an opportunity to confront your legislators and ask them why none of the city folks introduced a bill to exempt the city of St. Louis from the vouchers. Ask them that. And there's another thing that's a mystery to me. Now, I haven't verified this. But I need some clarity from the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus. They're going to be again. They're going to be tomorrow from 10 to 2. At Harris Stowe Bank of America Theater. Ted Hoskins is probably out there right now saying out loud, I don't want to go to this. If they're going to ask me about vouchers, I don't want to talk about eminent domain. No, baby, we talk to you about what we want to talk to you about. Here's the thing. I told you about, I broke the story earlier this week about how much money Ted Hoskins and Rodney Hubbard, how much lobbyists spent on them. And there's one lobbyist in particular that I think there needs to be some questions asked of the chair of the Black Caucus. Who's the chair of the Black Caucus? That would be Ted Hoskins. And it's always a money question when it comes to Ted Hoskins. You need to ask him, on May 1st, 2005, was there a Missouri Legislative Black Caucus meeting? Because apparently $232 was spent. And was there a Missouri Legislative Black Caucus meeting on May 13th? Because apparently another $200 was spent. And was there a Missouri Legislative Black Caucus meeting on May 17th? Y'all be meeting a whole lot, huh? Another $247 spent. Bump those other meetings. How about the July 23rd? Is the Black Caucus, is the Missouri legislature in session in July? I will be the first to admit, I don't get all the memos, but I think that they're not in session in July. Missouri Legislative Black Caucus, there was a meeting on July 23rd, 2005. $3,250 was spent. And I need to be clear, who's spending all of this money on the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus? Ted Hoskins is the chairman. Why, it's the lobbyist for the vouchers. Who is this lobbyist for the vouchers? The lobbyist for the vouchers is Cheryl Dozer. Who is Cheryl Dozer? Why, she is the former legislative aide of Betty Thompson. Who is Betty Thompson? Betty Thompson is the person that introduced the voucher bill right before she left. She calls it the Betty Thompson Scholarship Bill. Y'all see the circular hookup? It doesn't take, you don't have to be Duke Cunningham to figure this out. You don't have to be Jack. You don't have to be to have all of the emails that you had to have for Jack Abramoff to understand the sin and the corruption that's going on right here. We need a little audit here of the Black Legislative Caucus on July 23rd, 2002. And maybe that was their summer meeting. But I sure don't think that the Black Caucus met on May 1st, 2005, at a cost of $232. That's what the voucher lobbyists were spending on them. May 13th, 2005, that's what the voucher lobbyists were spending on them, $209. Voucher lobbyists spent $247 on May 17th. Huh. And so my question is, shouldn't there be an investigation of somebody for something at this point in time? Corruption runs deep. Corruption runs thorough. Corruption runs powerfully. And for all of you out there that are interested in, and as you should be, what do you mean if you're interested in? Your Missouri Legislative Black Caucus is meeting tomorrow, appropriately enough, on April Fool's Day. Because apparently they think we all fools, so they decided to hold the meeting on April Fool's Day. Don't let them tell you any April Fool's jokes now. Don't let them try to fool you. They're meeting tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Harris Stowe Bank of America Theater. They have a whole lot of questions to answer. Need to ask Rodney Hubbard, did that $600 contribution from Francis Lay, is that the reason why you're endorsing Francis Lay's candidate on the... Because money moves you, clearly. Money moves you. $720 on the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus at a meeting in on 9/7/2005. That would be September. Check it out. September 6th. The voucher people spent $184 for meals, food, and beverage on the Missouri Black Legislative Caucus. I guess it got good to them because 10 days later, on September 16th, they spent another $62 on meals, food. These are the voucher people spending on meals, food, and beverages for the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus. I guess it got so good to them. Shoot. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I had the dates out of order. I apologize. On September 6th, they spent $184. It got so good to them that on September 7th, that would be the next day, they spent $720. Then it got like, ooh, baby, liking this. September 14th, they spent $204. And then on September 16th, they said, ooh, you probably need to cut back a little bit. They only spent $62. Maybe that was just the tips for the visits that they got. Meals, food, and beverages. So all in all, we have over $1,000 spent on the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus by the voucher people during the month of September. Ted Hoskins is Ted Hook. Oh, what was his, last name? Ted Hooker? No, Hoskins. That's right. Ted Hoskins is the president of the Missouri Legislative Black Caucus. I think that when you go to the town hall meeting tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you need to ask a question. Just pop in. Ask a question or two. You can't tell me that spending this kind of money, as Duke Cunningham, if spending that kind of money works for him. It does. And trust me, no lobbyist is spending that kind of money on you if it ain't working. Trust me. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my... Ask a few questions. I think it should be a lively meeting tomorrow. I think that rather than talking about eminent domain, we need to talk about something that's closer to the heart. We need to talk about buy-offs, payola, graft, and corruption. We can't get to a discussion of anything legislative till we get to a discussion of your credibility and your corruption. That's what we need to talk about. That's right. And there's a reason, y'all, why you didn't get a notice in the mail. There's a reason why I didn't get a notice on my email. My legislator is Connie Johnson. I didn't get a notice. I didn't get a notice that there was going to be a black caucus meeting. And then I'm in the media. And I didn't get a notice. And email's free. Email's free. Tomorrow at Harris Stowe, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I got a couple questions. Y'all got a couple questions? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Let's take a walk here. Let's take a walk here to Paris. Gay Paris. Y'all seen all the millions of people, millions of kids, millions of young people that are in the streets. This is a youth job contract. Weeks of protests. And they're saying that Jacques Chirac is expected to go ahead and sign this into law. Lord. 454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877. Another day of action is planned for Tuesday, our election day. Tuesday, our election day. It's going to be very interesting to see. It's going to be very interesting to see whether or not it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Christine.
Yes. I'd like to talk about what a refreshing thing to hear a Representative Nadal. She is just refreshing, and to hear someone so intelligent and a great communicator. And the people's choice. I mean, she is for her constituents and for their children and her community. And she realizes that without a good public school system, the community is dimmed and doomed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And she spoke so eloquently on that issue. And to be
I think one of the things that I think that is so important, and one of the things that people resonate with, is the connection to the schools. The schools are we all went to school, right?
Yes.
You know, we all had a teacher in our two or three or four or five or more in our lives. Education is key. And the idea that we have some legislators out there that recognize the honest-to-God assault on our money and our children, and someone that is willing to stand up and to fight against that is needed, absolutely needed.
And to realize that she's done, she also does her research before she comes out and tells the community anything, which is very important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I want to tell the listening audience that they should, when they go to the polls, I mean, no matter how long it takes, if you have any questions, don't rush, don't hesitate to ask any questions, because I'm sure you're in the same boat that I am. You haven't seen any of these machines. And you don't know how to operate them. And I think it's going to be slower than what we had with the punch system. It's just ridiculous that they would bring in something like this at the last minute.
It's ridiculous.
And I think it might be some kind of federal offense that...
I have no idea whether that is so, Christine. But here's the thing. We have been told, and I have not had a chance to verify this or not. I've been crazy this week. I haven't had a chance to verify this or not, but it has been reported on the show that there are only going to be two machines per voting place. I don't know if that is so.
It is true, because I verified it.
How did you verify it?
I called to the person who's going to be delivering the machines.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there might only be one instead of two.
So there will not be the number of machines per precinct. It will be per voting place.
Yes, and they've decided how many, supposedly on some kind of statistics, that how many people have been going to these different polling places.
And you know what? And what disturbs me is that we haven't heard boo from our legislators about this, because this is, and again, I'm concerned because this is a this election with our education on the line here. This election with a recall bill on there or a recall amendment on there that would change the charter, that would make it harder for citizens to confront corrupt or lawless older people, that would change it and make it more difficult for us to get them out. How is it that with when we have a new voting system, how is it that when we have a reduction of the places to vote in our voting precincts and voting halls, how is it that we haven't heard one word? I haven't heard. Only I just got my voting card yesterday, and there wasn't anything on it about. Did yours say anything about there's going to be new machines?
Nothing.
Didn't say anything. Nobody has said anything to anybody about this happening. That's inexcusable.
And I hear that there might be one of each, this touch screen and also the digital scan. And from what I was told, that you would have to sit down, then get up and go put your ballot someplace. It just seems like it's ridiculous.
And it's and the only way we're going to find out about it is on Election Day, because no one has said boo about it.
Nothing.
Thanks for your
You're
call.
You're welcome.
We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about.
There's a new world coming. And it's just...
Don't forget, you only have two more chances to register for. Wait till you hear the sounder. Wait till you hear the sounder. You don't want to miss this opportunity.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sears. Southbound or northbound 270 between Big Bend and Doherty Ferry. Look for traffic to be jammed as an accident on right shoulder, and it jams near Gravois at this hour. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and 270. Look for slow traffic to report there. Northbound 270 and 44, that traffic is lighter than normal. Eastbound 40 between Brentwood and Hanley. Look for stop and go traffic this hour. Westbound 270 from Graham Hanley all the way back through Riverview. Look for some jams going on there as well. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79. Look for no problems to report. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Look for no problems there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. That traffic is easing. Westbound 64 to Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no problems to report there. And westbound Kingbridge traffic at Laclede's Landing, everything is on the move, as well as southbound 367 at Dunn Road. Look for road construction going on there as well. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sears. This time of year, Saturdays seem a bit more special. It's the Super Saturday sale at Sears, where spring merchandise changes everything, and spring changes everything. Sale ends 4106. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly cloudy skies, a chance of showers this afternoon with a high in the upper 70s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low in the mid 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy again, another chance for storms after midnight with a low around 50. Then on Sunday, look forward to mostly cloudy skies, a 40% chance of showers, a high in the lower 70s. Currently, the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 62 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 62, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. Us up next, we'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
This is Dolores Mills, a resident of University City for 36 years. Shelley Welsh has been my councilwoman for the past 4 years. She has consistently pushed for citizen involvement in the decision-making process, including the selection of a new city manager and the renovation of the Centennial Commons Center, formerly Heman Park. Shelley encourages residents to share their visions of what University City should become. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welsh for mayor. We need her style of responsive leadership for University. University City.
Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you. Thinking about moving? Think Allstate. If you're looking for some cheap fly-by night, this is not the place to call. If you're looking for first-class service in local and long-distance moving, Allstate's is the only choice. Celebrating 77 years of service to St. Louis and the nation. Allstate's Transworld Van Lines, 314-389-6200.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Darnetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Bruford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Bruford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Bruford. Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
After two very successful tours through the U.S. and Canada, the Flying Dutchman André Rieu and his fabulous Johann Strauss Orchestra are back for a series of unforgettable and romantic concerts. Enjoy an evening filled with delightful opera, light opera, and musical melodies with classical music and compelling waltzes. With funny and touching moments, but above all, with lots of romance. This will be a night to always remember, so be there.
André Rieu, in concert, April 26th at Savas Center. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or call 314-241-1888.
Don't miss this, André Rieu, the man who brings classics to the world. Get your tickets soon and let André Rieu, the world-famous King of Waltz, take you on a musical journey like never before.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
No more trouble. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African Nigerian, actually. Yoruba. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Mona.
Yes. I was listening to the news report, and they indicated the machines are being used in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that the memory cards had been lost to some of the machines after the people had voted. And also in the Democratic areas, it was recording only the Republican vote.
And these are the machines that are going to be used in St. Louis?
Uh-huh. Same kind.
Same kind. These are the Diabol machines.
Yes.
These are Diabol machines.
So it's problems before they even get started, you know. no one knows how to use them, because I don't. I don't know if we use them or not, you know.
Outrageous.
But I heard you and Christine talking. I said, well, let me let them know they got problems already.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for
Bye-bye.
Your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Don't forget. Don't forget. That we have, that you, in order to get to me, you can get to me via the net by punching in revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. We are streamed every day on the web at wgnu.net. Yes, we are. And for those of you that have missed an hour, first of all, shame on you. Second of all, that's okay. Okay. You can go ahead and get your hour at whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Daryl. Alfred.
Yes. I just wanted to ask your opinion, a question, and see what you say about it. What you think about the way they're doing the mayor in New Orleans? I mean, these people who've been had to leave the city because of the house was flooded, and they won't let them vote. If the federal government set up polls for these people that's here in the, where the wall was across the water, where they could vote, but nobody can do anything to see that the people that had to leave the city because the house was flooded, and now they can't vote. What do you think about that?
Well, you've asked me two questions. You asked me, what do I think about the mayor, and what do I think about... That was your first question. Your first question is, what do you think about this, the mayor of New Orleans? And then you went to, what do you think about the fact that they have not been able to vote? I'm going to answer your second question first.
Okay.
I believe that the people that have not been able to vote, it's a sin. It's a shame. It is racist. Because if they can make a... And I'll give you two international comparisons, Alfred. They made arrangements. This administration has made arrangements for Iraqi citizens here in the United States to vote in the Iraqi war. Okay? If they can do that, then they can make arrangements for American citizens, born, raised, and generations of Americans to vote here in their election. They have not done that. Secondly, they did not, when I say they, I mean this administration, made it impossible for Haitian people who were born here in the United States but are of Haitian descent and had an interest in the Haitian election. They did not, that means George W. Bush, did not make arrangements for those people to vote in their election. So whose interest are they concerned about? Clearly not people that look like you or me. And they're clearly wanted the propagandized Iraqi people to vote in order for them to, not because they care about those brown-skinned people. They want to be able to say, look, we're trying to make democracy work in the United States or in Iraq. No, they're not, because if this country was truly about democracy, wouldn't there be an effort to make to get the hundreds of thousands of Americans who were displaced by Katrina the right to vote in their own city? They're not. They don't care.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alfred.
Okay, thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
This is Representative Connie Johnson, Liz Brown.
Yes, Connie Johnson.
I was calling to inform you that the Black Caucus Forum was just finalized this week. And you should have gotten a notice from our chairman's office regarding this event.
I did not.
So,
when you say just finalized this week, what, was it Monday, Tuesday? When of this week?
I think it was Monday, Liz.
And so, I didn't get anything from anybody.
Yeah, you should have gotten a notice. I think you said all notices were going out to the press this week. So, in my newsletter, which I do publish every week, it's not been edited yet, I'll have a blurb about it. So. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much how it went down.
Well, Connie, I guess my question is mm-hmm. that if the Black Caucus is interested, because it's entitled a town hall meeting, how do you expect the town to come to a meeting that people most likely didn't hear about a town hall meeting for Saturday. Well, they didn't hear about it till maybe Tuesday, maybe Wednesday. And like me, I didn't get this information from the Black Caucus. I got it from somebody else. So how were people supposed to hear about this?
I think the plan was initially, according to the chairman, was for it to have been broadcast. I think that's what the initial plan was for it to have been, for it to be broadcast on the cable station. So I don't know where what the final analysis of that was, but that was the initial plan.
But this is poor planning, isn't it?
I would say we probably could have tightened some things up. I would agree with that. And then spring break kind of fell in the middle of some of the planning. So I'm not going to argue with you there.
Okay, because, and again, that, when people, a representative, when people criticize representatives and criticize politicians, that's one of the things that they criticize them about, is that you don't inform the people about the stuff that's going on.
Well, I think what he was trying to do, and I do believe that there was a commitment on behalf of a cable station to try to broadcast it so that it would be on cable stations and have it a pre-recorded kind of a forum so that it could be kind of broadcast over and over again.
But that's FaceTime. Yes. That's FaceTime for all the legislators. That's not FaceTime or opportunity. It's still billed as a town hall meeting. That means that, to me, when you say town hall meeting, that you're trying
interaction.
To, you're bringing the town to the meeting, not getting FaceTime for the elected officials to be shown day in and day out.
Right, you know, an interaction, and so people can come and Q&A, and I think also that what the also plan was for people for it to go to Kansas City and maybe another region of the state just to kind of get some other interaction from people. So, and that still may very well be part of the plan, but point well taken. So I would still encourage people to come out and voice whatever concerns they have.
Absolutely.
Those issues that are on the agenda are part of some of the top issues this session. Eminent domain still is a big issue, considering what is going on in St. Louis City.
Mm-hmm.
But separate from that town hall forum, just wanted to let people know the Board of Elections had sent out people to some various ward meetings upon request when machines were available to try to educate people. But they didn't have many machines that could go out. As you know, a lot of ward meetings meet on the same night. And so machines were checked out. Committeewoman Maddie Moore was able to get a machine last month and have a demonstration. And those machines are hard. We tried to get machines, and they were all checked out.
Are you aware, because you are also the committeewoman for the 27th Ward.
Right. Those machines, they're going to be, it's going to be hard. Now, what they have said, they're going to have technical assistance for people to help them on election day.
But, Connie, we're being told that there are only going to be two machines per voting place. Is that what your understanding is?
I am going down there today, actually, this morning, to get some clarification.
Because that's what
I have heard, that they're not going to have what we have always had. I mean, I don't think they're going to be 20 voting booths. I'm hoping we're not going to have two, but I am going down there today to get some clarification.
What happens if we're only going to have two? I mean, I voted Herzog School. There are, I don't know, how many precincts are there, and every precinct had at least two voting machines there.
Well, first of all, precincts have been changed over here in 27,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually going downtown to vote early today. I would encourage people if they... because they're working at Northwest, they're doing work at Herzog, I would encourage people to vote early. Go downtown, go today, go tomorrow, go Monday, and get it out of the way.
But for people that cannot do that, that don't have that option, what's going to happen? What are you going to do if he finds out that you're only going to have two machines, and two machines that nobody have ever used before, and the same amount of voters coming out? What do we do if they're going to be? What are you going to do if they're going to be only going to be two machines there?
I cannot believe they're going to be just two machines.
All
That's
right.
why I'm trying to go find out this
All
morning.
Right.
I'm on my way there this morning.
Okay.
Before I go into work,
All
I
right.
know that we don't have mass quantity machines. This much I do know, but we have not received any word from the Board of Elections that there are only going to be two machines per precinct. And I would hope that if there were only going to be two machines per precinct, that they would have given us some type of notice.
And here's the thing. I'm inclined to believe that there's only going to be two, because how is it that they didn't have enough machines to take to ward meetings? How many ward meetings are we talking about? 37? 47? We're not talking about that many ward meetings.
Yeah, I know that those machines are expensive, and they just wanted, you know, that's the information that we received, that the machines were expensive and that they only had a couple of demo machines to take around the city. And so that was the information we were given. But I hope that there would be at least four machines there per precinct. But I can't go on record with it, but I have not received a letter from the board letting me know that there are only going to be two per precinct.
All right. Well, let us know.
I will do just that, and look forward to speaking with you on any other issue that is on your mind.
All right, and we will be doing that.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a break, folks. This is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. I'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now. This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Monrovia. There is some evidence forming that indicates the Bush administration put pressure on Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf to demand the extradition of former President Charles Taylor from Nigeria by threatening to withhold badly needed economic aid if she did not pursue it. Liberia has a number of issues to deal with, including an 85% unemployment rate, a horrible AIDS crisis, and an infrastructure that is in tatters from years of civil war. Taylor fled from his compound in Nigeria on Monday, just after his extradition was called for. He was recaptured on Wednesday and has now been transported to a UN tribunal that is to be conducted in Sierra Leone. There was fear that if he was not found, he could have tried to organize another resistance movement and possibly destabilized the new government of Johnson Sirleaf. The Bush administration had very seriously wanted Taylor in custody because it believes he offered assistance to Al-Qaeda suicide bombers. Some of Johnson Sirleaf's critics say she has allowed the Bush administration to dictate her first few months in office instead of making good on her promise to deal with internal needs right away. And Dateline Washington. The Bush administration is ready to put the screws to state governments in order to comply with changes to the welfare system that are scheduled for this October. States are going to have to come up with new programs to help welfare recipients find jobs. But the feds are not going to fund the initiative, although they have to approve the programs the states come up with. And if they don't put proposals on the table, the states will face a loss of over $20 billion over the next 5 years. The welfare reform measures are part of the Deficit Reduction Act the president signed into law in January. Many states have successful programs already in place, but what the feds want could undermine the flexibility that makes those initiatives successful. The most recent update on the welfare program back in 1996 allowed the use of block grants to help families if half of the families could enroll in work preparation programs. Since so many states were able to reduce their rolls, the federal plan allowed states to take credit toward that 50% number. But the new law will require compliance immediately. Washington also wants to have the final say on work programs, whereas before, the states were able to determine the activities such as college courses, treatment programs, and community service and vocational training. Furthermore, the Department of Health and Human Services wants hard definitions of those programs in place by June 30th, a time that states say is way too short for permanent decisions to be made. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Listen, ladies, you have only have one more day and just a couple more slots. Lose the Inches Challenge at Get Down Mama. Got exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mama. $500 is what you win if you lose the most inches in this 8-week program. How much does it cost you to win the chance for $500? $100. That's an over $300 value to get 8 weeks of unlimited fitness classes, Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, 1/2 hour massage, personal training session. You have to register by today. 524-6162, or go to www.getdownmama.com. 524-6162. You could win $500 and lose the inches. Better combo I've never heard of. 524-6162, Get Down Mama, lose the inches, and win $500.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right. The trifecta! The trifecta of shopping experience. Where? At Sears. What's the trifecta? Prices, location, and customer service. You get all of that. Great prices, great location, and great customer service. All at Sears at 3425 Union. High-end, oh, super, super amazing stoves. Super stoves. Super refrigerators. And they also have moderately priced items as well. And great deals. Get your shop on at Sears this weekend. Tell them I told you to.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones. And your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education. Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4, here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children, and there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer.
Hello, my name is Irv, and I've lived in University City for 40 years. I've voted in every election. This year, I'm voting for Shelley Welch for mayor. Shelley has proven by her actions to be a very honest, fair, forward-thinking person. Shelley and I worked with a small group of University City residents to create the Green Center, an environmental education center for inner-city youth. This is the kind of leadership University City needs. On April the 4th, you have a choice. As I see it, it's more of the same, or it's time for a change for progress. Vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning morning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Excites me, the thrills and delights me. Oh no, yes, just as merry as you. It is your sweet.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Donald.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Say, I was just wondering, what kind of backup checking system do they have for these machines?
You mean what kind of paper trail?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that there's any paper trail.
Because, you see, earlier I heard on one of your news breaks that election in Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Where the machines in one precinct only printed out Republicans.
Only counted Republican votes. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And that's why we can't go to computers, because they're too easy to hack into.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's no paper trail. And it's my understanding there's only going to be two per voting place.
It's horrible.
That don't make no sense at all.
And it's horrible that none of us know. Thank you, Donald.
All right, thank you.
Listen, folks, Healthy Futures is coming at you. It's the end of the month. That means that we're going to be doing cooking today. I'm so excited. Stay with us.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution with the air, brother.
Is that not everyone is sharing
the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The trouble just keeps coming for General Motors. Today, the main parts supplier for the carmaker is in bankruptcy court, trying to get its union contracts declared null and void. ABC's Dick Hafner has details from Detroit.
No one seems to be optimistic. Delphi has not backed down from its insistence of huge wage and benefit cuts of more than half, and when the company and GM presented a modified pay package, the union said that wasn't nearly good enough. With all the problems that General Motors is facing, now it's threatened with a possible work stoppage of its main supplier. That would be delayed if the judge orders Delphi and the unions to keep talking.
Delphi filed for bankruptcy protection last October. GM is trying to reduce its workforce with job cuts and buyouts for some employees. The Senate Judiciary Committee wants to know what John Dean thinks of President Bush's domestic wiretapping program. Dean has some experience in the matter. He was former President Nixon's chief counsel during the Watergate scandal. It's the calm after the storm across parts of the Midwest. A line of thunderstorms produced nearly 24 tornadoes, heavy rain, and golf ball-sized hail in parts of Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska. They could use some rain in the Texas Panhandle, where crews are trying to stay a step ahead of some fast-moving wildfires.
The area is still very dry. We are still below normal for precipitation.
Jerry Hatley with the Amarillo Department of Public Safety. Several homes burned. Jill Carroll could be headed to Germany today, and it may be only a few more days before the former Iraqi hostage will be reunited with her family. But her relatives have been warned she may not be the same old Jill for a while.
Joy and relief for recently released hostages is only stage one of the recovery process, according to experts on kidnapping. One enormous challenge, grappling with the emotions about her captors. Thursday, Jill Carroll went out of her way to portray them as sympathetic, which experts say is normal.
That's ABC's Claire Shipman in Washington. The Dow and the NASDAQ both up and early going. This is ABC News.
Top three reasons I'm sprucing up my home this spring. Number three, if you could see my yard, well, you'd understand. Number two, I've wanted a new kitchen for, about 2 decades. And the number one reason, I can do it all this spring, but pay for it later.
Now through April 9th, get special deferred financing on purchases throughout the store when you use your Home Depot consumer credit card. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid in U.S. only. See stores for details.
This is a test of your cell phone. Does it look at you openly, answer you honestly? Or is it full of nasty surprises at bill time? Does it gloat because you're under contract? Maybe it's time for something new. Something clear, simple, and uncomplicated. Net10. At Net10, there's no contract, no commitment, and one low rate. Just 10 cents a minute, anytime, anywhere in the country. We're so sure you'll fall in love with Net10. We'll give you 300 minutes free, a $30 value when you activate your Net10 phone. So get to your nearest Target and partner with a phone you can trust.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission's recalling nearly 4 million magnetic building sets. The kits have plastic building pieces which are filled with tiny magnets which can fall out, a child can swallow. One child has been killed, 4 others seriously hurt.
We need parents to react now so no other child suffers a serious injury or another tragic death.
Senator Scott Wolfson plans to build the tallest green building in the world if hit a snag.
No flush urinals that could save more than 1 million gallons of water a year seem like a good thing. Unless you're a plumber. The Plumbers Union in Philadelphia threatens to block the new Comcast Center's attempt to become the tallest environmentally friendly building in the country. Waterless urinals require fewer pipes and therefore fewer union workers to install. The city is trying to work out a compromise on the urinal dispute. If that doesn't work, the nation's tallest green building would be Bank of America Tower in this city. It has waterless urinals. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a bill creating a civilian review board over the St. Louis Police Department is dead on the mayor's desk. Mayor Francis Slay vetoed the bill yesterday, saying it would not stand up to legal challenges and contains language that is anti-police. Slay has also issued an executive order to outline a procedure for nominating members of an alternate civilian review board approved by the Board of Police Commissioners. Under the executive order, all of the civilian board's members would be appointed by the mayor after recommendations from city aldermen divided into seven districts. Slay hopes to have the board in place by summer. The future of Soulard Mardi Gras is being debated. Residents on both sides of the issue clashed last night at a forum hosted by Mardi Gras Incorporated. Some would like to see the party moved, saying the crowds are too big for the neighborhood to handle, and there have been too many problems with public drunkenness and property destruction. Over this year's Mardi Gras weekend, the windows of the Soulard soap laundromat and cleaners were broken out. A Wentzville man has since been charged with the vandalism. Finally this hour, a Jefferson County animal shelter is getting some financial help from a local vet clinic. The Hope Animal Hospital will donate 10% of today's proceeds to the Open Door Animal Sanctuary. Dr. Linda Beiswinger, the owner of the clinic, says people can bring their pets in for checkups and help out a worthy cause.
Their examinations, they want vaccinations if their pet is sick, or if they need flea products. They can come in and purchase those here, and then we'll just take the total for the day. And that 10% of that will go towards Open Door Animal Sanctuary, so we'll write a check to them.
Beiswinger says they decided to do this because they wanted to help the no-kill shelter take care of the animals it adopts out. For more information, log on to www.hopeanimalhospital.com. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her own glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample while supplies last. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Big Bend, slow on either side of 44. Eastbound 40 at Boone Bridge, look for an accident on the left shoulder. Westbound 70 at Lindbergh, look for an accident on the ramp to southbound Lindbergh, and it is blocked. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill, there's an emergency on the side of the road, reportedly to be a sick case. Eastbound 44 at Merrimack River Bridge, look for maintenance operations having right lane closed. Highway T at Highway 00, look for an accident reported there. Eastbound 255 at Jefferson Barracks Bridge, road construction left lane is closed. And northbound Route 141 at Gravois, look for road construction there. Right lane is closed. Northbound 270 from 55 to Tesson Ferry. They've got bridge maintenance operations going on throughout the day, and there'll be various lane closures going on. There's a lot of construction going around, so just slow down and pay attention to the signs. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious extra value breakfast meals like the Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a coffee, a small coffee that is, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers this afternoon, a high in the upper 70s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low in mid-40s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, another chance for showers after midnight with a low around 50. Then on Sunday, mostly cloudy, another good chance for showers with a high in the lower 70s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under mostly clear skies, we have... Currently at the studios, we are reporting 67 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 65. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. Healthy Futures is on the way with Linda McClurkland. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest. Because they're dependable. Because they're respectful. And because they have a check cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
On Tuesday, April the 4th, 2006, it is important that you vote and re-elect Donetta Klingscale and Jim Bruford to the St. Louis City Board of Education. Superintendent Craig Williams has initiated board reforms that will change the lives of our children in this city. Dr. Williams' agenda to improve the quality of education for children in our school district is the best thing that has happened in the last 20 years. Our city needs Dr. Williams. His energy, passion, commitment, and reforms to provide quality education for all children. Klingscale and Buford are the only two candidates who support Dr. Craig Williams' vision and plans to reform our schools. On Tuesday, April 4th, 2006, remember, our children need Dr. Craig Williams, and Craig Williams needs a board that shares his vision. Choose Klingscale, number one, Buford, number two.
Paid for by friends of Klingscale and Buford. Lorraine Hall, Treasurer.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Hearing revolution in the air, feel me, brother. Talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Yeah.
It's time once again for Healthy Futures, the weekly radio program that provides you with information on how to take better care of yourself and live a more healthy life. Remember, good health truly is in your own hands. And now, Healthy Futures with Liz Brown and our guest for this week.
Welcome to, this is Friday, Healthy Futures, and I am here with Linda McKirkland. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
Great.
Let us begin where we always begin.
Again, we always like to, first of all, thank the listening audience for joining us every Friday to just talk about how we can continue to take control of our health. We'd like to thank Supporter Child International and Eternity Deli for allowing us to do this on the Liz Brown Show. And again, just encouraging the listening audience that there's always a way to increase your health awareness, and also to take back health and put it into your own hands.
So today is the last Friday of the month, so that means that it's Food Preparation Day. What are we doing today?
Today we're going to be working with bean curd. We've had two dishes in-house. One is already pre-made, and one Liz will put together for us. But we're dealing with bean curd because, Liz, it's a very versatile dish. And we've talked about it before because it's a derivative product of the soybean. So it's an easily workable food alternative, and it's a good source of your calcium, your protein. It's good. It's low in saturated fats, and it's also a good source of calcium.
So it's high in protein, mm-hmm. source of calcium, vitamin E, cholesterol-free,
right,
and low in saturated fats. It's so we're talking about cardiovascular disease.
Right.
We're talking about something that will fight that. And also, some people say that it deals with hormone-related cancers.
Right, right. There have been proven studies that in consumptions of soybeans, there has been some proof that it also prevents certain types of cancers. And also, it just plays a great role in just good health, because unlike meat products, you don't have the high cholesterol, you don't have the high fats and the salts and everything that is in the regular meat products that you have. So it's a good meat alternative.
And one of the other good things about eating bean curd and eating the product, the things that we've been talking about on the show, is unlike meat, and I understand people's connection to, familiarity to, and love and like of meat, we just have to think about what our body does. And it takes so much energy. It's so much stress on the body to break down the meat products. That's just energy that your body is,
right.
You're wearing the machine down, is
right.
One way to look at it. When you put in foods that are easily digestible, you're not wearing and tearing on the machine.
That's right. And then also, again, we're reiterating that with every product, there comes instructions. And again, just for those people who really want to take this to another level of educating themselves, when you study the physiological makeup of the body, the human body,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to actual carnivore, there are distinct differences physiologically
mm-hmm.
that would say that, okay, these things are apparent in a carnivore eating animal. They have certain teeth to tear meat. Their intestines are shorter, so they,
they don't hold it in their body.
They don't hold it in the body as long.
Because there's not the same mileage with our intestines for the food to go through. So
right.
Because our intestines are 2, 3, 4 times
longer,
longer than carnivores,
it stays in the system longer.
And that's not what the system is asking.
And that's not what the system is asking for.
Or designed to deal with.
Or designed to deal with, because it causes so many back problems and backed up problems. But you know what, Liz? The real thing about it is, are we advocating for people to stop or eating meat or eliminating meat in their diets? Absolutely. But the listening audience really has to understand it. Is everybody going to give it up? No. but at least begin to decrease the amount, because it does take a lot of energy and a lot of wear and tear on the body. And not only that, the meat and the meat substances stay in the body far, far longer than it actually should. Mm-hmm. They've done research where they've cleaned out colons, or they've done autopsies, and you can, there have been residues of meat substances from long years of being in the intestine. So, I mean, all these things, that these are not public opinions. They're not my private opinions, and they're not your private opinions. These are things that people can actually go and research for themselves. And if they really want to get a handle on some of the health issues that they're having, that they can begin to look for alternative sources of meat.
Now, Nishamnia was on our show a few months back, and she has been a vegan since she was a teenager.
Correct.
How long had, I mean, wasn't it a process? You ate meat.
Absolutely.
And wasn't it a process for you to get to the place where you are right now?
Absolutely. And I always.
And how long did it take you?
Well, I always tell my story. This is my story, just in case I've never shared it with anybody. In 1992, we just began to think, Liz, that, okay, we kept hearing that, you know, you can live and be in good health. There's another quality of life out there. So we wanted to really explore that issue. And so the first thing that we did was we began to look at what we were eating and our lifestyle in general. And so simultaneously at that time, ever since I was a teenager, I've always been told that I was severely anemic, that I would never be anything but that. And also that when I was 12 years old, I was in the country one day, and I went to just get off the stoop off my grandmother's shack, and I couldn't get up. And so the local country doctor came over, and he examined me and stuff. And at the time, he diagnosed me with rheumatism. And I'm 12 years old at the time. So in looking back on all those things, so we decided to do some research for ourselves. So we began to look at what we were eating, our foods, et cetera, et cetera. And we found that the things that we were eating were not conducive for the kind of life that we eventually wanted to have for ourselves. So we began to just make some dietary changes. I was pregnant at the time. And that July of 1992, my husband went totally vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do it at the time because I didn't understand
it
at the time.
Were you pregnant with your first child?
No.
Okay.
That was number four.
Okay.
That was number four at the time. So he did it, and I was still transitioning me and my family. But when I had the baby in 1993, in 1994, I decided that was my time.
Mm-hmm.
That I decided I would go strictly vegan, and I've never returned thus. And all of the things that
Did you have any slip-ups? Never. Okay.
I have never eaten, to my knowledge,
mm-hmm.
a piece of meat or meat byproduct since January 1994.
How about the cheeses and the butters and all of that?
I didn't struggle with that because
Did it take a longer process out of that?
No. See, for me, I don't have foods that I'm like, I just got to have.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, yeah, the Snickers bars was my thing on my job,
okay.
And then I was going to the Almond Joy. But I didn't have foods that I was so attached to,
mm-hmm.
because for me, when I began to learn about foods and learn that it was directly related to my quality of life, I just did it. Now, was it a challenge? Absolutely. It was a challenge not only for me, but for my family and my first two girls,
mm-hmm.
that we made the transition with, because that I can write a book on the two of them,
uh-huh.
and our transition. So we went to meatless meals,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we went to meat alternatives. And what they were doing in 1994, the options that you have now is nothing
like
the same
in 1994.
So we were like, oh, well, we got to do this. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, Liz, at 45 years old, I feel better and I'm more alive and more vibrant. And I have less medical issues than I've ever had in my whole life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel much better. I mean, I can distinctly tell the difference between being on that side of the diet and being on this side of the diet. Mm-hmm. And I've had 5 children since then, and all of those children also vegan.
You've had 5 children since you turned vegan?
Yes.
How many children do you have?
I've really birthed 8 myself.
Amazing. Amazing.
I have 8, and they're bigger than me, too, of course. But, yeah, but that's my personal testimony, and I always like to share that when I'm doing workshops and seminars, because I am not the product of what you see today. I'm the person. My mother-in-law used to fly chitlins in to me.
Oh, wow.
So from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. So I know about that end of the diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yet crossing over, I know the extreme benefits. And even from the standpoint of being a mother and raising children and having going through doctors not understanding veganism either,
mm-hmm.
and understanding that on the average our children are not as big, they're not as thick, mm-hmm. you know, they're not as heavy, they're mm-hmm. I mean, all of those kind of issues. So mm-hmm. it was also an educational process for
the
medical mm-hmm. communities that we've had to deal with.
So let's talk about this. Okay, we're food preparing today. Let's
okay.
talk about bean curd.
Okay.
What is it?
Bean curd,
and
really.
And you want me to be fixing this while
yes,
we're doing
yes.
this?
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, there's 2 kinds okay. That I have in the studio. And, you know, bean curd comes in many different forms. It's really, Liz, like a dehydrated food.
Mm-hmm.
Because with most of the bean curds, you have to soak them in water.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And bean curd is just a byproduct of the soybean.
Okay.
And we actually have the whole process here for Liz to put on her website if she wants to, and we'll
okay.
go through with it. And we also have pictures up here too.
Okay.
So this is the one that comes from the deli. Now this is a different kind of bean curd, and this bean curd comes out of the deli, Liz.
Now the thing about bean curd, because I went to and where you get it. First of all, where do you
okay,
get it?
From any Oriental market.
Mm-hmm.
Asian market
mm-hmm.
or store.
Mm-hmm.
There's
and so it's a specialty item, and you have
yes.
And when
yes.
I went into, because Nishanya and Nishanya made some last time that she was here, and she said that there is a certain kind. When you go in there, it can be overwhelming because there's
yes.
all kinds of varieties of bean curd.
Right.
You know, and I was shocked to just see that there were so many different types. So this type of bean curd, first of all, what kind of bean curd is it?
Now, the kind that you're getting ready to eat, that's the kind of bean curd. It's in the market, but it looks like it's a sheet
okay.
of like it's almost paper thin.
Almost like pastry dough
right.
or that
right.
mm-hmm. that Greek dish that they make with the layers and layers and
mm-hmm.
layers. It crunches like that and it
right.
lays out like that. It's like a big sheet of paper
right.
straight out.
And
it's not crumbled.
And it's really thin.
And really
this
thin.
One is a little bit more firmer than the dumpling crust that I have over here, Liz.
Okay.
They're 2 different kinds.
Okay,
and they eat very differently also.
So what is in this?
In that one, it's garlic powder. It's olive oil. It's nutritional yeast in that one.
Okay.
With just some amino acids.
And what's the spices? There's some spicy stuff in there, some brown stuff in here. What are the? What's that?
Let me
is
see.
That oregano? Is that, what kind of spices is that?
I'm sorry, Italian seasoning.
Italian
That's
seasoning.
What it is.
Okay.
Oh, I had to think for a second.
Okay. So Italian.
Italian seasoning.
Italian seasoning.
Right.
Okay.
And
now,
so again.
Why is this so yellow?
I think she put turmeric in that one.
Okay, so there's turmeric.
Right, because in the bean curd, the sheet looks like off kind of real light, what, yellow?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you dehydrate it, it fades even a little bit more.
It looks like chitlins when you fade
right.
it.
Yeah.
It
right,
like,
yeah.
Right,
yeah, we were talking about that last time.
It
because
looks like chitlins.
It looks like chitlins. And then also you can really cook it where it has like a chicken flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very versatile. And the one that you're eating is much stiffer than this one.
Mm-hmm.
And also the recipes that we give, Liz, are only the basics. that you put in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only the basics. It's not what people can do. You can take your recipes, whatever you do with meat, and then just add on to however you want the bean curd to taste, because, again, it will soak up anything you put in it.
So you get the big sheet of bean curd.
Mm-hmm.
You add boiling water to it
to
soften it?
You have to add boiling water to soften it.
And how long does that normally take?
It depends on the bean curd that you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
If you're getting the dumpling crust that we have here in the studio.
Well, let's just talk about the sheet kind that we have with this
for the sheet. Now, this one takes maybe about a good 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to always stay firm. It's,
okay.
It's not going to be as soft as this dumpling crust that's mm-hmm. here in front of us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you have bean curd that can come in little rolls.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have that firm consistency that you have there.
They look like sticks.
But they look like sticks.
They look
absolutely.
Like sticks.
People barbecue them. They fry them.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. They
the
bake
ones,
them.
Are those the ones that you turn into the, like the pigskin?
No, okay. No. You can take what you have,
uh-huh.
the kind that you have, the stiff bean curd,
mm-hmm.
and for those of you who liked pork skins. Right. If you like pork skins, you can take the actual bean curd once you hydrate it, put a little bit of oil, like in a hot skillet, preferably like a cast iron, let it get real, real hot, and just sit it on there, and it'll just sear up and pop up like pork rind.
And what kind of spices do you put on it?
It depends. If some people just like it really just plain bean curd, you could put some liquid aminos, because what that does is it seasons at the same time, but it also gives it that burst of something in that flame
mm-hmm.
to kind of make it, it can be hot and spicy.
You do that when it's cooking?
You do that when it's cooking.
Okay. Uh-huh,
in the
and
hot
how
oil.
How much oil do you have, and what kind of oil do you use?
You can use any kind of basic.
You use olive oil?
No, not olive oil.
Okay.
Any kind of vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm. Like canola oil?
Canola oil, mm-hmm. vegetable oil, corn oil.
Now, do you
just
put enough
layer,
oil?
No, just layer the bottom.
You put enough oil to cover the bean curd?
No, just okay. You just want to just be able to put maybe enough just to layer a fine layer of oil.
Okay.
In your skillet.
Okay.
You don't want to.
You
don't want to cover it.
Do you break the sheets?
You can break it up.
Break
mm-hmm.
the sheets up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can break it
so,
up.
So
okay. You can
I'm
put. You can
this.
Put cayenne. You can put your onion powder, garlic powder. You can put any kind of seasonings that you want in it.
I'm tasting this, and what's so interesting about it is,
the texture of
is
it.
So different. It's
right.
Just, it's a real chewy,
chewy. Mm-hmm.
type of a texture.
Right, right. That kind you have is very chewy, and especially for people who, again, we make foods based on taste and texture.
Mm-hmm.
So that dish can be prepared in a way that you really get that meaty, because you really have to chew this kind of bean curd.
But I must say that I can't think of anything to compare to in this eating experience of eating this.
Of that particular bean curd?
Now, I agree that there's a lot of chewing involved in it.
There's a lot of chewing.
But it's not like chewing meat. Right. You know what I mean? There's a lot of chewing, and I don't know what to compare this. This is something different. It tastes very good. I like the taste of it, and I also like the fact that I'm getting so much protein and all kinds of stuff
right,
in it.
Right, right. Okay.
How would you make the comparison of this?
Mm.
I think bean curd is one of those dishes that people...
This one is almost in a class by itself. It's
okay.
Like a cross between a chicken and a chitlins,
mm-hmm.
somewhere in between that whole continuum.
Mm-hmm. I think it is close to the
yeah.
consistency. It's not as mushy as chitlins.
Right.
If I have ever tasted chitlins before, I'm not confessing on nothing. But... it's a little bit tougher than that. So, talk to us about this other
okay.
bean curd dish.
Oh, and that's also there's another type of bean curd. it's round.
Uh huh.
And it's almost as big as a baseball. Diamond.
Really?
Or yeah.
Really?
And that's the kind that you roll up and you can make what the Chinese make, what they call mock duck.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we want to eventually be able to, bring that to the show, because that's an interesting dish all by itself. And that kind of bean curd is a much softer. It's in the line with this dumpling crust that I have here. But it's in huge, round sheets.
and you'll be able to identify that by sight.
All of them are different by sight. They might be the same color.
But the thing about it is that all of this is written in a language that I can't read.
That's true.
Okay,
that's
so
true.
You're going to have to identify it by sight.
Wait, but look, on the back of each kind, they do have in English what kind it is.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Right.
All right. Dumpling crust.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
No, we can't make out anything on this package.
I can't read a word that's on there, so I am basing this on my sight.
But they have the nutritional facts in English. At least they have that much.
Let me look at that right quick.
Okay. So with the bean curd, you have to become familiar with the type of bean curds, and you basically know them by sight. So, but what we have in house today is the dumpling crust.
So this whole bag, they do this, they consider this one serving. This whole bag is one serving. And they say that out of this whole bag, it's 394 calories. That's the whole bag of this. And this is, I don't know how many ounces this is. I'm trying to figure that out as we talk here.
Front.
Okay, on the front of it, they tell us the number of ounces. We're talking about 7 ounces, okay? So 200 grams, 7 ounces has 394 calories. But check this out, 40 grams of protein.
Mm-hmm.
40 grams of protein. That's amazing.
And then also now.
And 8 grams of carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
And 7 of sodium and fat is 22
and
grams.
See, that's low for sodium.
Yes, it is.
That's low.
Yes, it is.
So,
again,
you have to just become familiar with the different types of bean curd because they're very different and you handle them very, very different. This dumpling crust is extremely sensitive.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you see it in crumble state now, but it was really actually sheets.
Okay.
They were big thick lined sheets in the package.
But it's
very tender kind of bean curd. So here, what you have now, what I'm putting in front of Liz, we've taken some of the dumpling crust and we've hydrated it with boiling hot water.
Just a couple of minutes.
It was just a couple of minutes. That's all it was.
I swear this looked just like chitlin. It looked like chitlin.
It really does.
Okay, it's white and it has the same texture.
It's soft. It's much softer than what you've just eaten.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I need you to taste it.
It moves like chitlin.
Right. I need you to Leah, stop saying that.
All right.
I need you.
I've heard chitlins look like.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Take the. Now I want you to taste it in its raw form. Yes, please. You got to because you got it. You got to know the difference between what you're gonna do.
All right. I'm gonna taste it. Without any seasonings.
Without any seasonings at all. All
right.
Okay. And it's pretty bland.
It's amazingly bland. There's no taste to it at all.
It's no taste at all. And that's what makes
no
tofu and bean curd such a wonderful food because it will consume anything you put in it.
It tastes like chitlins. No, it has no
taste. It does not. But it really does. It really looks like once you clean the chitlins.
It does. Now you told me to stop saying that, but you can't stop saying it either. Okay?
And so when you do that, it really looks like that.
It does.
But it's nothing like that.
Okay, so it's bland.
Like it's
like,
totally bland.
It's a blank palette.
Absolutely.
It's a blank canvas.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. So you got it in your bowl.
Okay, it's in my bowl.
Now I am going to give you some tamari, which is a form of soy sauce.
What do I do?
Now, tamari, let me explain tamari to you. Tamari is like, almost like your Bragg's amino acids, but you want to be careful because it's very potent.
Very potent and
a lot of salt.
Sodium.
Right.
a lot of sodium.
For those who are watching their sodium intake,
you don't use this version.
Can't.
No, you can't.
There
do
are
this.
Different versions and low fat versions. And then
low
also,
salt
right. And then also, you can also mix it with water
to break it down.
Right.
Okay.
But we're going to use it in its pure form today.
Okay.
So you have some tamari sauce.
What
and
do I do?
Everything is take a capful.
All right. Just a whole capful?
Just a capful.
A whole capful.
All right.
And
that's less than a fourth. Okay. All right.
Just put it on there.
All right.
Okay.
Just pour it on because we do things to your taste.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to save the hot sesame oil for later. I know you like it funky and spicy.
I like it funky spicy. Absolutely.
So we're gonna wait on that one.
Okay.
I have some sweet basil.
Some sweet. Okay. I love basil.
Here's your spoon.
Okay.
And again, you just want to do
basil.
Maybe like a half of that.
Okay. So like a fourth of a teaspoon of basil.
Yeah.
A sweet basil. I love basil.
That's sweet basil.
Okay.
All right. Here's your onion, and you might know I love onion powder and garlic powder.
Okay,
but you know what? You can take this too, and you can do your fresh red pepper, green pepper, onions, olives.
I mean,
you can
whole
do all
tablespoon
that.
Of onion
well,
powder.
Do your thing.
All right.
Do your thing. This is garlic powder.
Okay, love this too.
All right. And I have some olive oil.
Another tablespoon of that.
Olive oil, which is a better oil.
Okay.
Especially
yes.
when you are preparing uncooked foods.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's
olive oil.
Okay. Now, how much should I put in that?
Just that one.
All this?
No, your one spoon. No, don't put all that.
Oh, give me a clean spoon. I need a clean spoon.
Okay, here.
Okay.
Got
tablespoon.
That.
A tablespoon of olive oil. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Drizzle.
You want to start that? Okay.
Drizzle. Okay.
All right.
I haven't mixed anything up yet.
Okay. You want to go ahead and mix it up,
okay.
And then you can determine, because you can put in your
fork.
In terms of the hot sesame oil,
wait to use that.
But
now,
what else I'm saying, you can put that in last once you get it to the consistency that you want it to have.
Now, it doesn't really change color a whole lot. There's a little bit of brown that comes to it, I guess, as a result of the tamari.
Of the tamari and stuff,
tamari,
yeah. But you have to add turmeric or paprika
to really
want some color.
Okay, if you want to change the color.
Oh, and if you want to have like a mock chicken sandwich, you can put a little bit of... mustard, not too much, or you can use powdered mustard.
Uh-huh.
And
really?
kind of give it a more tinted flavor.
Okay.
So then you can put your lettuce and tomatoes and onions and your mayonnaise on your bread.
Okay.
And just put it on there like you would do your chicken salad.
Okay. Now can I have the hot stuff, please?
No, you got to taste it first.
You
got to taste it first without your oomph in it.
Okay.
And then you can adjust
it.
Okay, here's your hot sesame oil. And it's something.
Now, what is this? I've never seen this before.
It's regular sesame seed oil. It's just spiced.
Okay.
And now, it's something about sesame oil and bean curd. They're just friends.
Okay.
All right.
They bond well.
Now that's really hot. So
was that
just,
too much?
I don't know. I didn't see where you do it, but.
Is that too much? All right.
It's really spicy.
Okay. All right.
So again, you can make it as a mock chicken sandwich.
I put like maybe a eighth of a teaspoon in there because you're trying to make me baby this. All right.
No, you can eat that part.
Oh, I smell it. It's some hot stuff. Some hot stuff. I can smell it.
Now then, also as a quick lunch, you can take that Liz and just take some crackers.
Mm.
Or some pita chips.
Or pita bread.
Or pita bread and stuff it with
lettuce and tomatoes
and sprouts.
All right, here we go. Let me see how this tastes. Let me see.
And that's a different bean curd. That's a lot for one little taste, Liz. What you need in it?
Oh, I like.
Let me taste that stuff, Liz. Because
it has a nice little after kick to it.
It's probably that all that hot sesame oil you put in there.
That's what I like.
Mm. Oh yeah, but I will add some more tamari or something to give it some.
All right, you want some more tamari in there? Let me see. I have a little bit more tamari.
Okay, that's enough.
That's enough. Okay. All right, well, add a little bit tamari. All right. Do you like the kick?
Other than that, it's seasoned quite well.
Okay.
And that hot sesame oil is like.
Okay, let me try the little bit of extra tamari in. Because I guess the recipes that we're bringing y'all is really touch and feel and taste.
Absolutely.
It's not exactly Martha Stewart.
Right.
Exactly one quarter scrape off the top of the teaspoon type of a process.
Right. Because what we really want to encourage the listening audience to do. Okay.
It did need that.
Right.
Mm.
Okay, you can cut up fresh onions,
mm-hmm.
fresh garlic,
mm-hmm.
Olives.
Mm-hmm.
You can do mushrooms in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can do little wedges of tomatoes.
You can take it to wherever you want to go. Red peppers chopped up.
Red peppers,
mm-hmm.
green,
mm-hmm.
yellow,
mm-hmm.
Just to give it some color because by itself it is a bland-looking dish.
Right.
It's a bland-looking dish. And also we found that children love the flavor.
Really? I mean, love what you can build on it?
What you can build on it, absolutely.
And again, it's a because one of the things that my dad was concerned about when I told him that I was going to be doing, moving into this vegan, a vegetarian lifestyle, Where are you going to get your protein from? Where are you going to get your protein from? And just to see how much protein that you can get out of this little bit of food. This is just amazing.
Right.
The protein density of this. I'm certain that my body is very appreciative of how little effort
it takes to break it down
to
digest it.
Get the protein to where it needs to go.
Absolutely. And that's the one. And then it's also a good source of it's a fibrous food.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that kind of content with the bean curd,
mm-hmm.
also with the nutrients, and mm-hmm. it's something that tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different alternative, and that's what we're here to bring to the listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
Just the alternatives, because yes, we do need protein, but there are alternative sources of protein other than meat and
yes.
all the things that go along with consuming meat.
Absolutely.
So that's all we're trying to do, is just give options.
And also, people just need to open their minds and spirits to some different stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay, so if you want to try some of this, I know that they have bean curd right now at Eternity Deli. You need to go on down to 11 South Euclid. You have a vegan cuisine. It's awesome. You need to go on down to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid, 454-1851. Spring's coming. It's nice to kick it, to sit outside in the chairs and the tables outside of the deli, to go inside of the lovely, lovely deli, and just... your body is just so appreciative of the wonderful, nice, light, nourishing things that you put into it. So get on down to Eternity Deli at 11 South Euclid, 454-1851.
And also, bean curd is a good picnic lunch, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So let us end where we normally end.
Oh, well, just again, like to just thank the listening audience for joining us every Friday, and to thank Support a Child and Eternity Deli for allowing us to bring this segment to you every Friday. Just want to remind you about the new 30-day to a new you detox program. Will start this coming Saturday.
And you can call 454-1851 to find out more about that.
Mm-hmm. And also, we will also continue to do the Men's Health Coalition. That's always the second Saturday of the month at Eternity Deli.
Very good.
So,
again, information for that, 454-1851.
Absolutely. So our health tip for the week is, I will make one small step this week to change my diet.
Excellent.
One. Small
there you
step.
Go. There you go. Thank you so much. And this is Liz Brown. And after we do our break, we are going to be doing our drawing for the Liz Brown Because I Care package. Stay with us.
Y'all live here. The time has come to end my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Washington. A report in today's edition of the Christian Science Monitor says the Bush administration wants to allow advertising in national parks in order to rake in money for the government coffers. The plan calls for large signs with various corporate logos and slogans on them, as well as giving out naming rights for some of the parks. A spokesperson in the Park Service says the signs will not be that intrusive and will help pay for maintenance items that are way overdue to the tune of $4 billion. National parks have banned such advertising up until 2003, when some corporate ads were allowed to be placed on ski lift chairs on Aspen Mountain in Colorado. So you could very well see a large inflatable bottle of beer in the middle of Yellowstone National Park if this plan goes through. And Dateline Washington. Last week it was announced that Russia may have had a spy working inside CENTCOM command in the Middle East, and that spy had been providing Saddam Hussein information about when the American invasion of Iraq was to begin. But the Pentagon already knew that the Russian military intelligence had broken all of its military codes before the invasion took place, and was reading every top secret message as the events unfolded. A Russian report says its military knew the type of radio system being used by the American forces, and although they encode and decode at varying rates, there are specific protocols or methods of operation that they have to follow to do that. Much of what the Russians needed to know about the communication system came from the downing of the sophisticated F-117 stealth fighter in Iraq in the first Gulf War back in 1991. Russian intelligence agents discovered the plane and dismantled much of the equipment for analysis. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
Hi, my name is Embria. I'm a student in Riverview Garden School District.
I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to get to that trifecta? What's a trifecta? What's a shopping trifecta? It's great prices, it's great service, and it is great locations. That's the trifecta of your shopping experience, and you get it all there at 3425 Union. Sears, big screen televisions, washers, dryers, everything that you need, and great deals on all of it. And you don't have to go to the mall. Come on. Get your trifecta on and get on over to Sears at 3425 Union. Tell Jerome Williams, I'm Liz Brown, and I told you to.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depends upon it.
Ladies, 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 I know this is the last time I'm going to tell you. This is it. This is your last opportunity. We're done here. This is the last opportunity that you have to get down, Mama. That's what is get down, Mama? Got exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mama. 8-week program for $100. This is over $300 value. Unlimited fitness classes, Latin salsa, African-style dance, belly dance, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates, a half an hour massage, half an hour of personal training, $100. And if you lose the most inches during this 8-week period, you win $500 cash. Get down, Mama. You must register by today. Today, this is it. This is done. We're out of here. 524-6162. 524-6162. The response has been incredible. Only a few slots left. 524-6162. This is it. Get down, Mama.
Hey, WGNU listeners, this is Keith Gray from Higher Ground. You can hear me from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. I look forward to talking to you folks.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
It's time for the drawing. This is the Because We Care. This is Liz Brown. This is the way I give back. This is the way that I want you to know that y'all matter to me. I want y'all to know that you matter to me. You hear that? You hear the tumbling? You hear the barrel going round and round and round as we get to who is our winner. Last week it was all men. Men with great voices too. All men last week. Let's see what we get this week. All right, let me see. Here we go. We're opening this up. Will the reign of the men continue? No! Virginia Johnson, congratulations. Virginia Johnson, you are one of our winners this week of the Liz Brown Because We Care package, Wake Up Call package. Come on. We got a couple more. Let's see what we can do. Will this be a mixed bag? Will this be all ladies? We had all men last week. Ha. Here we go. What we got? All right. The barrel has stopped winning. Spinning? You haven't stopped winning. Let's see. Oh, it's going to be a mixed bag. Luther Tyus, congratulations. Should we do one more, Howard? I think we can do one. Yeah, we can do one more. We can do one more. All right, what we got? Huh. I'm excited. I was almost as exciting as American Idol. Close. Who's the winner going to be? Joyce Elliott, congratulations. That's it for this week, folks, but that's okay. Now, if you won, you can't play anymore. If you haven't won, you can still play. Just listen for the sounders. All next week, you'll have an opportunity to get your name on the list to win one of these packages. I'm so excited this week because we have a wonderful book from one of our authors that was on today. Black Liberation and Socialism. We have wonderful candles from one of our wonderful sponsors, Lighted Up Scented Candles, and we have some other goodies in there as well. And I decided to go a little wild. Your package is going to be a spring package. You're going to get some really good stuff in there. Thank you all so much for this week. Thank you all for all of the information. Thank you all for all of the comments. Thank you all for everything. Don't forget that the Black Caucus is having a town hall meeting that they didn't tell anybody about. They're having it on Saturday from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Harris Stowe. I know y'all have a bunch of questions to ask folks, especially the chairman, Mr. I got mine. I keep getting mine. Cha-ching, Ted Hoskins. So you don't want to miss that. And don't forget Tuesday's voting day. All this weekend, spend the time calling folks, telling folks, vote for Donna Jones, vote for Peter Downs, vote for Tony Weaver, vote no on the amendments in the city of St. Louis, vote for Bobby Smalls, vote for in the U-City mayoral race, vote. And Virginia, one of our winners.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Virginia Johnson. I went on a trip to Africa with you, Liz.
You know what? You are just a winner. You just are a winner on the wake-up call. You're a winner.
Yeah. Where do I come pick it up?
I'm going to call you off of the air, okay?
Huh?
I'm going to call you after I get off the air. Congratulations, Ms. Johnson.
Okay, I'll wait around.
Okay, I'll call you right back.
Call me right back.
All right. Everybody wants their package. Listen, folks. Thank you so much for this week. Work hard on elections this weekend. And Shelley Welsh again for the U City thing. Liz Brown, until Monday, stay strong.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us. Black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from the ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger.
They say the rule of law is suspended and this president is above the law.
Should the president be censured for his warrantless wiretapping program? Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy thinks he should. He's on the Judiciary Committee, which is holding a hearing at this hour on the matter. The censure is Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold.